back, live and local, on the Power Trip.
Who likes to masturbate?
We've gotten a report of several reports, actually, that people have been finding pubic hairs in their burritos. You know anything about that?
No. That's awful.
Yeah, it is.
That seems a little peculiar that you handle food.
I don't touch the food.
So how do you don't touch the food?
I don't. It's on the tray. I take it and I give it to people and I say, take it and don't put pubic hair in it. I say that specifically.
Broadcasting from the Bryan Heating and Cooling Studios, this is FM 100.3 KFAN, The Fan.
Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper, gang.
Yeah.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
I'm like a dog in heat. A freak without warning. I have an appetite for sex because me so horny.
It's not easy being the realest comic in the game right now. It's a lot of weight on my shoulders. I'm trying to be a grown-up. Like, you guys know when you hit the age where you're like, can't steal purses no more. Gotta... Me too. It got too complicated, because every time I'd steal a purse, I'd also steal a teacup Yorkshire Terrier. Chihuahuas, miniature poodles, I got them all in my backyard. Only way I could afford to feed them is steal more purses. It's a vicious cycle. Some of you are thinking, hey, Rob, why don't you just sell the dogs? Because I love those dogs. They're like my babies. I love them. Keeping them.
I just want to announce right now that old men should never be naked in locker rooms ever. And they always are. Old guys, just old guys in the spa, just not working out, not getting dressed or undressed, just hanging out, just walking around for no reason, no towel, no robe, just naked guys, just walking around. They don't walk to it. It's like Night of the Living Naked guys. You go around a turn, little old man's there, his p*** is on your leg. Ah! Just naked, black socks and naked, that's all. And they always want to know what time it is. Time for you to wrap up that sweaty loaf. Put a sock on it, I'll build you a sundial, you son of a b***h.
Hi, Corey.
Hi.
I had a suggestion that we switch this from Rebecca Black to this song.
What? No.
No? You don't like The Cure?
I mean, I don't hate this song, but...
Fine.
It's Friday.
Fine. I mean, you're only here a couple of times a week. We might as well let you make all the decisions. I mean, you know, that's...
I thought maybe you just couldn't find it quick enough.
No. It was just a suggestion.
Is there a reason? Am I missing, like, the tie-in to...
It's called Friday I'm in Love.
Oh, it is?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That would help.
Yeah.
I don't think it has the energy that this
No,
does.
It's too slow.
Yeah.
This one's just a banger.
It's a banger, and there's rap in this
jacked.
One. It's maybe the best rap since Eminem and Lose Yourself.
No, not since anything. It's just the best.
Oh. I didn't mean to understate it.
It's far superior to every other rap that's ever been done.
Stick it in your backseat.
Oh.
Hey! Hi, Chris.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. It's Friday.
Great Friday. Song. Can I suggest we change the song one more time?
I think I'm okay with this suggestion.
How about we switch it to this?
Yeah, I'm okay with this one.
No.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, slut.
Jeez. I had no idea that it was Slutty's birthday.
I know, you would have never known.
I had no idea. When?
It's
when
Paul's
is it?
Birthday.
It's today?
Yes, it's today.
How
thank
did
you
I
very
miss
much.
It?
I don't know. You must not have ears or be on social media.
Yeah, today's my birthday, and I don't care that I'm proud of it. I like my birthday.
Awesome.
You know what I got you for your birthday?
I don't know.
A living laugh track. Hi, Jabez. You're welcome. You can do whatever you want with him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just take him.
Whatever you want. Actually, I did get him a gift. I'm going to go get it. I'll be right back.
You got me a gift?
I got you something too, Sauce, but it's in the car.
I'm going to get you pregnant
later.
Can you
go get it? I feel like Chris's gift is going to be John Kreisel themed.
Yeah.
Oh.
Very blue.
Hey, you might want to duck.
Well, if your gift's, the gift for me is in your car, can we go get it?
Now or no. Oh,
do you have one for Hawk?
Sure.
Okay.
I can keep the show on track while you go get it.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Some other. No, I'll
leave after the show.
Yeah. No, I'll get it for you later.
What is he doing?
I don't know. I don't know what he does. I don't know where he goes.
He's probably pooping.
If it's poop in a box, I'm going to be pissed.
I would laugh.
Yeah, well, I'd laugh.
Courtney did pubes in a box once.
Yeah. No, it was his hair.
Yeah, but he mixed some in. You know he did.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
Well, that's what we did to Morris.
That is true.
Yeah.
What?
That was funny. He was so pissed.
State fair.
What did we?
He lost a bet. Was it like the church challenge? Was that? No, because it was a state fair time of year.
I don't know what it was, but
he lost a bet. And he had to tape or glue some of Paul's chest hair.
But most of it was just my
as a unibrow.
Hair. Oh, jeez. Lit.
It was fun.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
It's like a basketball-sized bag.
You're getting motorboated.
Yeah.
I am.
Happy birthday.
Thanks. I love you more. Are you hugging me because this is going to be weird?
Or explode.
Yeah, if that's going to explode, I need to go in the other room. I'm allergic to bombs.
What happens?
Legs fall off.
Yeah. Well.
Like a salamander, except they don't grow back.
Ooh.
Mark!
Okay, go ahead. I got you a series of things.
Excuse me. Oh, my God. Oatmeal? Always wanted it.
What flavor? Maple brown sugar.
Oh my God, coffee?
Row the boat coffee.
It's almost like these are just random things that were in Chris's drawer. Oh, what a great Vikings hat.
Inside brewery hat. How did you know?
That's a lot. One more thing I got you.
Sweatpants with a skitter in them.
Nope.
This is it's a sweatshirt. I've been looking for this for months.
Yeah, you left it in the BBW when I was your Uber to Milwaukee.
Oh, thank you so much. I literally was looking for this today. Thank you, Hawkeye.
You're welcome. It's what you always wanted.
Adorable.
Is there a sack of pubes in here?
There will be.
Thanks, Hawk.
Yeah, Jabez is coming over later.
Hey, AJ's got something for you, too, on your birthday.
What's that?
His sixth win out of the last seven weeks of initials.
Oh,
jeez. All right, here we go.
He's going to ruin your birthday. A little over 2 hours from now, these guys square off in initials, and AJ's won, what, 5 out of 6?
Shocking.
Is it 4 out of 5 or 5 out of 6? I think it's 5 out of 6. Let me double check. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
I'm going to say it's 12 out of 40.
It feels like it. Better than that.
I don't know. Hey, I got a special surprise for you guys today.
Yes.
What's that?
Well, hey, Chris, how long can you stay today?
7:15.
Okay. All right. Okay.
It's 5 out of 6.
5 out of 6.
Oh, that's a good run.
Good.
And it's not going to ruin my birthday.
No, don't let it ruin your birthday.
No, you're not going to be ruined.
Don't let Dov ruin it either.
It's a stupid game.
Here is something I'm going to let you do for your birthday.
What?
I'm going to let you pick the bumper music. Almost all of it.
No, today. Corey just made my attitude piss poor. I don't care about the show. The show can burn in hell.
Yep. It's definitely not going to ruin your birthday.
I just gave you gifts that I worked all month on.
Yeah, half of them are covered in your
Yeah, but we all expected perhaps. It to be John Kreisel's mold.
Yeah,
I think he got excited,
See,
and when it wasn't, he got
expect.
Disappointed.
Yeah. Besides that, I'm afraid I wouldn't get it back.
Where is that bad boy?
Don't worry about it.
Let me wait.
6 year location.
I'm just gonna say this: if I'm walking funny,
gross.
Oh my God.
Hey.
Oh my Lord.
I'm afraid it'll get stolen if I leave it out.
What?
So today, in fact, he may be sleeping in the parking lot right now. I don't know, but I've been telling you about my buddy Tim Montana. Yeah, he's opening for ZZ Top in Fargo tomorrow. And so on his way through, he's stopping by this morning. But even more exciting, with all due respect to you, Tim Montana, Tim's video for this song, Hillbilly Rich, just came out. This is a brand new song. It's out on iTunes right now. It's brand new. In his video is one of his best friends. Tim Montana is from Montana, also from Montana, Butte, Montana, is the man who shot and killed Osama bin Laden.
Lit.
Osama bin Laden.
Osama.
He's got a brand new, it's not a brand new book, book's been out for a while. And I've been working on getting him on the show in studio. Today, he will make his first appearance. Robert O'Neill. The
awesome.
SEAL who took the shot that killed Osama bin Laden is going to be calling us today. And I would love you to still be here. Yeah. Tim's going to be here at 7.
Okay.
So maybe we'll call him in that first segment so you can still be here to say
Sweet.
Hi to him.
Awesome.
But if you have not read this book, I couldn't encourage you more. He takes you through all of the SEAL training and then all the way up to the moment he pulled the trigger and beyond.
That would be
this
so
guy
awesome.
Is a badass.
Yikes.
A super duper badass. If you think of a mission that you heard about after it happened over the last 15 years that involved the SEALs, he was somewhere near it. Hmm. Like, what was the Tom Hanks movie? Where the guy's on the boat and he gets kidnapped?
Captain Phillips. Oh,
yes. Captain Phillips.
He was there. On the hunt for the guy who deserted and was held captive for 5 years.
What the hell was that guy's name?
Bo
Bergdahl.
Bo Bergdahl, yeah.
Traitor.
He was one of the guys who tried to find him. And he talks about how aggravating it was to, you know, lose a dog and get shot at because a guy who walked away, you know. Yeah.
They should have shot him.
We'll see about what happens.
In my
opinion. Right, I feel you. But you're going to love talking to him. I have so many different things. So this will be the first appearance. We're going to actually have him in studio at some point. But through Tim, who again has Mr. O'Neill in his video, we're going to get to talk to him today.
That's Sweet. Awesome.
So,
Sweet.
Yeah. I can't wait. We can take it from the moment that he was walking up the stairs and they were going, Osama.
Who falls for that, honestly? Well, what? What now? Is my dad, who's here?
I don't know. Right. That's why I want to ask you about it.
I've heard gunshots. Yes?
Was he the one who found the external hard drives filled with porn, too?
I don't think it was him.
Because they just scoop stuff, right? I mean, they got to get out.
Yeah, for sure.
They're not, like, sifting through.
Well, right, they're like, we'll watch this later.
Well, it's interesting because,
big captain's computer.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't already read Still Standing, read that first, but then read this book, because they had no idea where they were going when they got called. And they had just been back from a deployment in Afghanistan. They were in training, and they got a call and said, we need you. So they went somewhere, and they wouldn't tell them why they were there, where they were going, or anything, until they actually got to D.C. and met with the CIA people. But, see, you guys got to read it. But, anyway.
It's where you got
to
look at each other.
That guy.
You got to look at each other, and you're like, is this really happening?
Yeah,
we
right.
get to do this?
Yeah, right. Can you imagine? Yeah. Anyway.
Well, and the unknowns.
One of the choppers went down.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know?
And they still, that's how awesome they are.
Yeah.
That almost the worst case scenario happened, and they still got him. Popped them and got the heck out of Dodge.
Yeah,
and before most people knew, they burned the helicopter.
They blew it up.
Why do they do that?
Because it was classified. That was like the first stealth that type of airplane. It was like a Black Hawk, but with stealth armor on it, armor, but the skin on it.
They wouldn't even tell them what kind of a chopper it was going to be. They were going in on. I mean, they didn't tell them anything.
They literally get told this and. They can't tell a soul.
No.
Correct. Right. That's exactly right.
John, we were trying to figure it out the other day. Do you remember, for a long time, his identity was classified? Do you remember why or under what circumstances he's now obviously a public figure, public knowledge that this is the guy?
Yeah, I'm not sure how he can talk about it now, but...
Yeah, we can ask him that.
Yeah, that would be a great question for him, because I've wondered the same thing, too. Is
He mentions in the foreword of the book, that the government edited some of the stuff, and there's beeps in the audiobook.
Oh, really?
Where he said things and they beep it, so you can't so it can't be said. He can't even say what number SEAL team he was in, even though I think we all know he's not. Yeah, exactly.
SEAL Team 6 is pretty common.
The most
knowledge.
Public knowledge.
Yeah, but he's not allowed to say it. But they beep it every time he says it.
Maybe that's the nickname for what they actually are. Too.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Right. Yeah, and that's like, good point. I mean, that's the, apparently, like, you become a SEAL, and then you got to become a part of SEAL Team 6.
Right.
It's like even another step up from becoming a SEAL. So, yeah. Anyway, that's happening today, man. I'm excited.
Awesome.
Can you imagine Sauce trying to be a part of SEAL Team 6 and keep a secret, or keep something off of social media?
Me so horny.
If this is going to be 2.5 hours of you making fun of me,
no,
I'm leaving.
No, it's your birthday.
It's going to be 3.5. I'm going to go kill Bin Laden.
I wouldn't make it past the first 5 minutes of that.
Hey, guess what I'm doing today, guys?
Can't say, but if you ask me again, I'll tell you.
I love it when Sauce does an impression of Sauce.
Yeah, well,
that's what I would do.
No, I do. I love it. It's my favorite because you don't sound anything like you when you're trying to sound like you.
Thank you.
Do an impression of you.
Hey, what's up? I have the worst voice on the planet.
You have the best voice on the planet.
I think it's
pretty
bad.
What the hell is wrong with you? It's your birthday.
Corey pisses me off.
Well, of course he does. He pisses everybody off. That's why he's here. That's why God put him on this earth, whether he likes it or not.
God put him here. Satan himself did.
So sensitive on your birthday. What is weird?
I'm pissed off.
Why?
I don't know. I have no reason to be. I'm going to be playing golf here in like 4 hours. I'm going to be hammered in 5. It'll be great.
The Vikings are undefeated.
Yeah.
That's Riesel's right, baby.
Cracks out. Gophers are undefeated.
Lynx are kicking ass. Twins won again.
Yeah, how
the
about
the Indians
that?
Don't lose.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ben.
Cool.
Well, you guys are a barrel of monkeys. Barrel is a monkeys.
Target Field was filled with Toronto fans last night.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was annoying as hell.
I guess easy trip for them, right?
You know who I did see, though? Mr. Ben Lieber.
Yeah, easy trip.
Yeah, right?
From
New York?
New York to...
Sure.
To Minneapolis. Very easy trip.
Easier than going
to
Texas, you sons of bitches.
Seahawks.
International
flight. How is that easier?
Over a bunch of lakes if you're going to drive. I mean, Texas is straight down 35.
I'm sorry, geophysicist. I didn't know I was doing
what was your
show with National Geographic.
What was your Plunkett spot where you said, yeah, thank the, you used one of the maps, the old, like, Garmin?
Rand McNally.
Or no, you said Garmin in one of your spots.
Yeah,
like,
I might have done
map.
That. I'm not good at things.
It's funny.
I'm not good at things, but at least I'm not in a bad mood on a Friday.
You're in a bad mood. They'll put you in a bad mood. Trust me.
Who will?
These two Todds.
They don't have that kind of power over me.
AJ, now you're roped into me.
I haven't said a word yet.
Vladimir Putin.
It's foreshadowing.
He mentioned initials. Well, I get my mouth shut on purpose.
It's foreshadowing because you're technically involved with that 5 out of 6 streak. So he's
what?
He's simmering, waiting for you to win again.
Well, yeah, and then I'll just leave and go home.
Am I right?
And not let it ruin your birthday.
Oh, it's going to ruin my birthday, just not on the air, so you guys get joy out of it. I'm not getting mad on the air anymore.
You're not?
Nope.
I'll take that bet.
Okay. Hey. I won't.
But you already have this segment.
Yeah, well, that's now. After he wins for the 7th out of 8th time that you'll bring up GD 45 bazillion times.
It's actually 6 out of 7.
45.
Who cares? The game was fun, so 2013.
I don't even think we were playing in 2013.
That's the bit.
That's the bit?
Yeah, you don't get the bit.
Great bit.
Mm-mm. I'm going to leave and come back. I need to take a deep breath.
The Power Trip Morning Show returns after this with Front Page Sports right here on The Fan.
I'm fixing to dance.
Join me, AJ Mansour, at the Cub Wine and Spirits in Oakdale today from 4 to 6 p.m. for your chance to win great prizes and learn how you can win a trip for two to Las Vegas. Presented by Sam Adams. Details, KFAN.com, keyword events.
How long are you going to talk?
Done.
I heat up. I can't cool down. The spinner.
Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show.
Really?
It's 5:58 on The Fan on Friday, September 15th, 2017. Sauce's birthday.
I heat up like a bird.
Bear should be here later. We'll play initials at 8:15. It'll be a lot of fun. Don't go anywhere.
It's going to be fun. Right, AJ?
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
It's going to be fun, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, hi, Mark.
He's not here yet.
Yeah.
He'll be here.
I could hardly believe it.
I love this song.
When I heard the news today.
Here's some sports news. The Twins won 3-2 over the Blue Jays in 10 innings thanks to a Byron Buxton walk-off home run, his 15th home run of the season. The Twins have now won 3 straight and have a 3-game lead in the wild card spot that they're attempting to clinch. Wild card spot number 2. 3-game lead over the Angels because the Angels lost 5-2 to the Houston Astros. Kreese, sounds like you were there, and
There were a whole bunch of Blue Jays fans with you.
Yeah, it was crazy. When the Blue Jays would get a hit, Target Field was just as loud as when the Twins got a hit. It was bizarre. Because they're getting smoked. Toronto's way out of it. But yeah, go Twins.
J.A. Happ versus Bartolo Colon tonight at 7:10.
Big sexy.
Oh, yeah. It's that T-shirt night, yeah, isn't it?
Sexy T-shirts.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Go get it.
I want one.
They don't have any sleeves, I bet.
They should have been mesh.
Did you see the T-shirt that we got tweeted? The BuzzFeed article with one of the KFN T-shirts in it?
No. Yes!
Yeah.
How about that?
What is it?
So remember when we were trying to think of punishments for the Charts Challenge a while back?
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere, and I don't know if it was a Donaldson idea or whatever, somebody had talked about the loser has to go take the ACT. Somebody locally, a bunch of college guys or maybe just out of college, had that as their punishment for the loser of their fantasy football league, and payoff weekend was this last Saturday. And he went and took the ACT, 24-year-old guy from Minnesota, and he had a God Bless Vodka KFAN t-shirt on. So yeah. They BuzzFeed tweeted out this article. That got something like 24,000 retweets.
Yeah.
By this guy tweeted it out, and it got picked up. And in the BuzzFeed article, he's wearing a God Bless Vodka KFAN t-shirt.
It's pretty badass.
That? That's
what
was his
ACT score?
I don't think they got the score back yet.
Oh, damn it.
He got a 24 the first time around. He's thinking... He got about a 19, but
he didn't try that hard. Yeah,
he tried for a little bit and then got to the math part and just kind of
mailed it in.
Yeah,
the Cleveland Indians won 3-2 over the Kansas City Royals in 10 innings, their 22nd consecutive baseball win.
Why?
They're unbelievable.
Lindor tied it in the 9th and Bruce won it in the 10th. That is an American League record, 22 straight wins.
Lindor.
So
you shall not pass.
I'm learning something essentially new every day about this streak. Did you guys know this? This is bizarre. Somebody's going to have to look up why this happened. The 1916 Giants now are the only team that are ahead of the Cleveland Indians. That was a 26-game streak. But again, there was a tie in the middle, right? A 12-game win streak, a tie, and then they started over and did another 14. So that's a little bit tricky, but still, they technically won 26 games in a row without losing.
It's a lose-lose streak. It's not a winning streak.
Right, but I guess...
It's like in hockey.
But I guess the tie kind of got wiped away, and they started over the next day. So even the tie was weird. But here's the thing that I learned this morning that I thought was very strange about the 1916 Giants. They won 26 in a row, all at home.
What?
What?
How does that happen?
Huh. This is the 1916 New York Giants. They won 26 games in a row. The story I read this morning was all of those were at home.
We have some audio from the manager of that squad as they won their 26th game. Do you want to hear it?
Absolutely.
It's kind of scratchy because this is 19, whatever you said.
16, yeah.
Thank you. That's right. Yeah. Here's Terry Longsack, the manager.
My kind of team, Charlie. It's my kind of team.
What? Anything else from Terry Longsack?
Yeah, well, here's the owner of the team, and she was upset. You can tell. This is red-headed Robin Rickle-Snaddles.
What?
Rickle-Snaddles. I mispronounced. I said Quivers. It was Rickle-Snaddles. I read it wrong.
Yes.
What?
Cool.
Here she is.
What I want is for us to finish dead last.
Well, she got it bad.
AJ, you did some research.
Yeah, so
about Rickle-Snaddles?
No, about the 1916 New York Giants. So that's how the schedules worked. There are gigantic chunks of away games and gigantic chunks of home games. Airplanes didn't get invented until 1903. My guess is that travel was not quite as instantaneous. So you took long road trips that swung up the whole East Coast. Or
that makes perfect
big
sense.
Or bus off trips. To the West Coast.
All the way to
bus,
Oregon.
Train, whatever it is. That would be my logical guess.
You sure heard of when Rickle-Snaddles was handing out the roster to people. and she had people on there that she actually wanted to play. Do you guys want to hear this?
Of course.
Yeah. Creasel?
Who got this audio, just out of curiosity?
Yeah, it was intern Zach.
Oh.
It was on,
how old
it was
is
on
he?
Sid's recorder.
He's older than he looks.
I can tell.
He is,
He was around in 1916.
Absolutely, for sure, yeah.
This guy here is dead.
Mm. Cross him off, then.
Yeah, Rickle-Snaddles
would be. Such a good scene.
The Houston Texans won 13-9 over the Bengals. Deshaun Watson was... pretty awful, but better than Andy Dalton, I guess. He was 15 of 24 for 125 yards, but had a 49-yard touchdown run. That was the only touchdown of the game. Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Dalton and the Bengals now 0-2. Dalton 20 of 35 for 224, a 76.4 passer rating. The Bengals have scored 9 points in two games and, of course, zero touchdowns.
I think they're the first team in a very, very, very long time that has opened their two first games are at home and they have not scored a touchdown.
Yeah. Did we know the Bengals were going to be this bad?
No.
Right?
No.
And Andy Dalton looked like a rookie last night. He was so bad.
Longest completion was the 50-yarder where he just threw it up to A.J. Green in triple coverage. Yeah,
he just jumped up and got it.
Bailed him out. Why don't they just keep trying that? I have him on my fantasy team. I need him.
Hey, Javis.
Nobody cares.
Later, when we go out in your van to pick up chicks, here's a line I want you to use. You ready? You look Irish because my penis size is doubling.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's what I want.
The Vikings are at the Steelers noon on Sunday right here on The Fan. Of course, you're home for Minnesota Vikings football. The Steelers are 5.5-point favorites. The over-under, 45.5. The Vikings are plus 200 in Las Vegas.
Is that Charlie?
No. Charlie Batch doesn't play for them anymore.
Damn it.
I think I'd take the Vikes and the points.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad
after
bet.
The week one performance change your opinion because
I thought they'd go 0-3.
Yeah,
but yeah, I think they got a good chance.
I don't think it's as cut and dry as people thought and seem to think it was.
It's hot. It's hot. It's hot.
Thank you.
Gopher football is hosting Middle Tennessee tomorrow at 2:30. The Gophers are 10-point favorites. They're minus 400 in Vegas, over under 51.
Sweet.
That guy's dead. Gophers are 2-0. Middle Tennessee.
I don't know.
Because you died like a month ago. Gophers 2-0. Middle Tennessee is 1-1.
Really?
Yep.
And didn't PJ Fleck, was it yesterday or with Rosie, said that this is the best quarterback they'll face?
I don't know. I know that
including the Big Ten.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I saw that quote. Yeah.
Did we ever find out why the other quarterback is in trouble? Did that ever come out?
No. Unless it'll eventually leak or something. But
like hockey,
we don't have any confirmation.
What do you mean leak?
Well, eventually
your bowels.
The Minnesota Lynx won 93-83 over the Mystics. The Lynx now lead that series 2-0. Sylvia Fowles with 25 points. Maya Moore with 22. Lindsey Whalen, 9.7 assists and a gigantic steal to basically flip that game. Game 3 is Sunday in Washington.
It was dicey for a little bit.
Sounds like it.
You love basketball.
So we talk all the time about how the WNBA constantly has to be put in tough spots because of scheduling conflicts, right? Yeah. A lot of times they're not the priority, and it pisses people like Cheryl Reeve off.
Yep.
For example, they're at the barn right now during the Target Center renovations. And then
why?
I don't know.
Wild camp.
One of the games, it sounds like, I think one of the games in Washington, maybe game 4, if it gets that far, I think there's a conflict because of an Ed Sheeran concert, so they'd have to basically play like at a city park. That's a slight exaggeration, but they'd have to switch venues in Washington because of Ed Sheeran.
Probably
Ed Sheeran in Wales.
He's pretty whaley.
Yeah,
City
his
Park,
new album is so good.
Pretty whaley.
Outdoors.
Georgetown or something.
With like a...
Yeah, they probably would play at Georgetown.
A chain instead of a net.
Right.
Like those...
That was such a sweet sound when you'd swish a chain net.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
And again, I believe a chain net is how Gerald Green lost part of his finger.
I believe it.
Is that right?
Yeah,
I think that's how Lawyer Lambert likes to get punished.
Jesus, with a chain net?
That's right.
The Wild start training camp today. They had their medical examinations and media day yesterday. Rosie didn't get over there because it was at the X. Wild training camp today starts at the X.
Can't believe it's already almost Wild season.
Over under non-playoff games. How many Wild games will Rosie go to as a media member?
I'll put the over-under at 1.5.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah. Because he'll under. Go, I'll but he'll go under. As a fan.
Yeah, but if they're
do
really
they make the playoffs?
He said non-playoffs.
Non-playoffs?
Yeah. But even if they're really good, man, he's got to go. You know, he's got to be a part of it.
I'll go if Aaron Sickman promises me pretzels again.
They've been pretty good on that promise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't show up to press boxes unless there's pretzels. Those ones at U.S. Bank Stadium on Sunday were awesome. They were gigantic and delicious.
Yeah, I'm completely blanking on her name, and I feel terrible.
The Hawk knows,
but the head of the food service there is a big Partridge fan.
Bette Midler.
Yeah, Bette.
What?
Yeah.
Alexis, Texas.
She introduced herself last year. Bette was very nice.
Yes, yep. So you keep talking about those pretzels. You might keep getting those pretzels. Yeah.
She is the wind beneath my wings.
Yeah, it is. Not that one.
Oh, well, I was going to say, because you'd go to every game if it was that one.
Damn right.
Anthony Barr was not a part of practice yet again yesterday.
But Sam Bradford problem. Was...
Partial? I think limited. He was a partial bit again. Yep. Yeah, limited participant.
Well, they got to rest him up for the long playoff run. So
that's right, man.
Well keep said. Him fresh.
That's right.
Is that right?
Yeah, I know.
Lit. Anybody have any idea how to pronounce this guy's name?
Yes.
The wild sign, Marcus Foligno. Foligno.
That's exactly
Foligno,
right.
Foligno, 4 years, $11.5 million. They locked him up.
It's a decent wage.
That'll work.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
This kid's supposed to be the real deal or what?
I believe this is one of the guys we acquired last year.
Yeah, it was a trade with right, Buffalo.
Yeah. I honestly don't know enough about it, but I know that he was good enough to get that contract.
So it's a silent G.
I think
Foligno.
So, yeah. We should. Yeah, it doesn't right. matter. We don't need to know this. We're not the home of the Wild or anything, are we?
Wait, we are. But the season hasn't started yet, and yeah, I've never
we mail
met
it in until Mr. the season
Foligno
starts.
Yet.
When does the season officially start?
October 5th.
Tomorrow.
October 5th. Right around the corner. And then when do the Wolves start?
Oh.
Like a week and a half after that.
This is the great times.
October yeah. could Hell be
yeah.
sweet.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
Hell
yeah. If the Twins are still in it.
They will be.
The Vikings.
Are undefeated.
The Wolves.
Yep.
The Wild and the Lynx.
Think of the Might press right now that the Cleveland Indians are getting for 22 consecutive victories. Can you imagine the press the Wolves are going to get when they break the NBA record for consecutive wins at like 34 or 5 or whatever
Certainly
it is?
Certainly not.
So break that Lakers record.
The start of the season
Lakers.
On?
Right.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. Will you go?
How many games are there? 82?
Yeah.
God, that'd be a long winning streak.
Will you go?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the season opener. Just like what? I did 2 years ago.
It was way
long. Man, I bet it was at least 8 years ago.
The no, Power Trip Morning Show.
I bet it was 8.
Can't be.
Yes, it was.
Had to be 8 years ago, I bet.
It's 2012. It was Ricky's first year.
The Power Trip Morning Show returns after this.
It's time for the Power Trip Cast Quiz. We give you the cast mates and the year the movie came out. You give us the movie. The castmates, Gwyneth Paltrow and Michael Keaton. The year, 2017. The answer, right after this. And now, the answer to the Power Trip Cast Quiz. The castmates, Gwyneth Paltrow and Michael Keaton. The year, 2017. The answer, Spider-Man Homecoming. And now, back to the Power Trip.
Am I the only one that's seen that movie? I can't remember.
Is that the new one?
Yeah.
I really liked it.
It's very good,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I really liked it.
I keep forgetting about all the movies that I saw that I liked. That's
did
a good movie.
Did not see it. Kid did our a decent job, did, Tom Holland.
He did better than that. Both he and his friend, whoever the kid who plays his best friend.
His best friend was the best part. When he gets caught in the computer lab.
Yeah, right.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I loved the awkwardness that they brought to the table.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with Tobey Maguire, it wasn't bad. It was just a different kind of awkward teen vibe to it. This was a more of a humorous kind of out of the popular crowd kind of awkwardness. And
right.
It was just perfect for the role.
Most people like Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man. I think a lot of people were just sour on Andrew Garfield, right? That the
right.
Garfield thing just
didn't
work at all.
Yeah.
You know what the
I like Tobey a lot as Spider-Man.
Me too. The big difference between Tobey and this new kid is Toby was a sullen, down loser kind of kid.
Yeah, that's
this
a good
kid's a happy-go-lucky kind of, I know I'm a loser, but I'm okay with it kind of kid.
Yeah.
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 Positive.
And he,
right. Yeah,
he
yeah, right.
trained a ton to do a lot of his own stunts for this movie.
Oh, he's like Tom Cruise,
who's constantly getting hurt.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Oh, sure.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Oh, my.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Plagued by leaks during its recently concluded seventh season, Game of Thrones, according to the New York Times, is resorting to an old TV trick to preserve secrecy about next season's series finale. They're going to shoot a whole bunch of endings.
Winner, that's pretty brilliant. I'm glad they're doing that.
They're
going to
do
good.
A whole bunch of actual finales, and then no one will know exactly which one is the right one.
Even the actress, probably.
All right, they're talking about going all the way back to Dallas. Dallas did it, apparently, with the whole Who Shot JR. They filmed a bunch of different endings. They also did it with The Sopranos. Breaking Bad shot multiple versions of endings as well. And more recently, if you guys watch The Walking Dead, and I don't think almost any of you do, This last season, the big cliffhanger from season to season was, who did Negan kill? And it was basically 11 possibilities. They shot 11 different endings,
Jeez. Basically,
because they didn't want anybody to know who Negan was going to kill, so they shot scenes with all 11 dying, so there were no spoilers.
It's a lot of bats to the face.
It ends up wasting a lot of money, doesn't it? Think about the extra.
But if you're saving...
And that's a great DVD thing,
correct,
as well.
Yeah.
But you know, another movie. I'm trying to remember the name of the movie. Oh, I remember. Happy. Remember the movie Happy? They filmed multiple endings on that as well.
Oh, for sure. I do remember that.
It was about a massage parlor.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm getting James a microphone. I can't hear him laughing today. He needs his own damn microphone so that I can have my laugh.
What was your favorite ending of Happy?
Dude, try it again.
What was your favorite ending to the movie Happy?
Try it again.
What was your favorite happy ending?
Nailed it.
Bam. Oh, I got it now.
Yep. This is a good way to punish the actors, too. So you want to keep talking and telling secrets?
Right.
Look at this. Yep. Thank you very much.
Happy birthday, Saucy!
Yes! Thank you so much. That's so kind of you.
Birthday cake just arrived, and it could feed about 40.
Whoa. Thank you.
Oh, it's got a Whalers logo.
Thank you very much.
The Beaver.
Mark! Why is he laughing at that?
You love this song, don't you, Cor?
That's a lit-ass cake.
Are you gonna? I know you're skinny, man, but are you going to eat that whole cake?
No.
Eat a piece of it?
Just eat the Whalers logo part.
Eat it. Oh, God, I love cake.
I know. Yeah, well, do we have any milk to put it in for 2 hours?
Milk?
I said milk.
No, you did. You said it right.
Oh, thank God. The guy from the spelling bee's here to tell me how I talk.
What's it, Scripps?
God, you guys are salty today.
I stuck up for you! I'm gonna pick up that cake and smash it in your face.
Saltier than the Dead Sea.
Seriously?
Yeah, we better eat that cake before 8:30, just in case.
The Dead Sea is probably
less salty. Oh my gosh, it's gonna end up all over the studio.
Yeah.
Oh, cake smells so good.
Back to the Game of Thrones ending real quick. I wonder if you know, because you keep it secret from the actors and whatever, I wonder if there's one, if you really think about it, for the people that know, the people that pay close attention, if there's one that's obviously the one.
No.
You know what I mean? So for like your Walking Dead one, There's 11 options. It doesn't really change the story depending on who it is. I mean, if a main character goes, it does.
Oh, but it definitely does. Let me back it up, was it pretty obvious that it was
Tim instead of Sarah?
No. It could have been anyone else. Well, there were like two or three that were probably untouchable.
Sure.
But it wasn't 100%. But the trick with The Walking Dead was the comic books, there was somebody who died in the comics, and all the comic book geeks were like, well... This isn't a spoiler. We already know who it's going to be.
Interesting.
And The Walking Dead basically had to say, well, maybe we're going to go a different direction. So they had I don't want to ruin it for somebody that hasn't seen it, but essentially they spent an entire...
Read the books. It's not, or whatever. It's not...
No, everybody's read the book, Corey.
Right. But they spent an entire summer downplaying the comic books and said, hey, we've gone in other directions in the past. It doesn't have to match up with the comics.
Do you watch The Walking Dead, Hogsley?
No, I watched the first season. I really liked the very first episode and beyond, but then I got bored with it.
Can I ask you a follow-up question?
I mostly hated the first season.
And that, so which makes me think I'll love the rest of it, because I liked the first season.
Abby and I tried, and then the first 2 minutes of the first... My wife?
Oh, the first, why are you watching The Walking Dead with my daughter, you son of a...
The first, 30 seconds, there's a six-year-old girl that gets shot.
Wait a minute, hold on.
That's not funny.
I was told to turn it off immediately.
What the hell?
Yeah, I hear you, man. I get that all the time.
Six-year-old zombie.
Dude, you know, it's,
zombie girl. Sorry, I should have clarified.
slight detail.
Yeah, you might want to throw it in.
She was dead. Yeah. The whole point is she's dead. Turned already.
Same thing for Mad Men with me. We watched two episodes, and my wife couldn't stand the attitude towards women. She's like, I am not watching this.
Well, that's the whole point.
Well, then did you tell her to get in the kitchen?
I told her that.
You should have said, you don't have to watch this, honey. Well, I said, go in the kitchen.
I said, go in the kitchen. That's what I did. Right. She said, what? Yeah. I said, I like your back door.
Oh, what? Yeah. All right.
Right, Javis? Now I can hear him.
So wait a minute. So she... So you guys are sitting there trying to watch Mad Men. Two episodes in, she got tired of the sexism, right?
Yeah, terrible. Yeah, and you got to admit, it's pretty hard. That was bad. Yeah.
Oh,
for
was
sure.
It?
But so then,
how hard?
But then, what did she do when she turned the TV off? Did she finish the laundry and get back to getting a dinner done, or what did she do after that?
Whatever I told her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Chris asked why
0% that happened.
Why aren't you barefooted standing in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Yeah, women and the kid factor in TV shows, that's the big game changer for my wife,
hard
too.
For me.
My wife was not, she wasn't keeping up with Thrones. And for those of you who are caught up on Thrones, Sauce, you can check out. The moment with Ramsay Bolton and a very small kid.
Oh, yeah.
She heard about it.
Oh, my.
And wanted to lose her mind. She's like, I'm not watching that. I'm like, well, I already did, so you do what you want.
Did you finish Ozarks?
I did finish Ozark.
Did she watch it with you?
Yes, she did.
How about that one scene?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't say anything.
Yeah.
Don't say anything.
I almost screamed.
I knew what was probably going to be the outcome, but it kept going, and I was
right.
No. That's unrealistic.
I only watched 3 episodes.
Yep, that sucked.
Yeah.
Was it worth finishing or not?
Ozark?
Yeah. But there's one scene.
It's a down. I mean, if you know the show,
it's such a damn.
It's a downer.
Yeah. My God,
oh, it's dark
as
hell.
Nothing good ever happens.
Oh no, and it only gets worse.
It only gets worse.
Well, great! I can't wait to watch it.
There's one scene where I haven't held my breath that long in years. Well, when I can't because I'd probably be out of breath. But it's
and you have, let's not spoil it. The knowledge of how to do that. You know what I mean?
Hold his breath?
Yeah. If you think about it, knowing what... We'll stop there.
Yeah, it makes me uncomfortable.
I don't know what you're talking about.
If it had gone the way you think it is going, it might have been one of the most demented scenes in a movie, TV show.
It was bad.
And Rosie would have just laughed.
How can we say this without ruining it? I'm not going to. Never mind.
Okay.
Never mind.
Let me say something else then, and it kind of stays on the same topic. Do you guys remember American Vandal? Do you remember the we saw the preview for American Vandal?
Oh, that's the mockumentary.
Exactly,
The Making a Murderer-esque Netflix bit about a guy who, there's a bunch of like penis graffiti at a school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a high school sophomore makes a documentary about a senior who may have been unfairly expelled for drawing penises on teachers.
May have
things.
Been.
Yeah, may have Genius. Been.
They don't know if it's him yet.
Well, it debuts today on Netflix.
Oh, is that right?
So
do we have any reviews or anything?
I don't know. I just saw that it came out today.
The trailer looked brilliant.
Yeah, the uncensored trailer, by the way. Be careful.
Yeah, if it's as good as the trailer, then I'm in.
What'd you just send me an email link on AJ, the State of Hockey Store? What is that?
Oh, the new Wild jerseys are on sale today.
Oh, you know,
they unveiled the new jerseys.
What time
not so long ago? I believe they're on sale right now. I went to the State Hockey Store and I saw them right there. I could have ordered one.
Those are badass. Yeah, they are sweet looking.
I can finally get my my Jason Zucker jersey that I've been waiting to get for until these new ones came out. Someone tipped me off to the fact that they were getting new ones, so I waited.
I'd rather have his underwear.
Yeah.
I don't think that.
Come on.
Let
over.
Me check.
Do they sell that?
Clearance section. There's.
I'm sure Rosie can grab a pair when he leaves today.
Daily Show host Trevor Noah just signed a 5-year contract extension.
Is that right?
5 years.
Any details on the amount?
I'm sure he's doing pretty well.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's all right. I'm sure he's not making Jon Stewart money, but I'm sure he's doing well.
It's the only show that interrupted the South Park marathon.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I think you said that. It's the only knowledge I have of it. That they were going like wall-to-wall South Park except for the Daily Show. Yeah.
Cool.
Good for him.
I felt like you guys turned a corner there on that segment. Everybody was less mean to each other.
Do you want cake?
Well, hell yeah, I want cake.
We should listen to Cake.
Well, that's a good idea.
I love them.
We should hear Despacito.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
Do
you
it.
Do what you want.
I think it's a
and
terrible song.
And blame it on the rain.
Yep. Okay, happy birthday, Paul.
Yeah. Best song of all time.
Number one with a bullet.
I thought Despacito was the best song of all time, you said.
Well, we don't need Despacito now. Let's hear it when we come back to break so we can just jam to it.
We'll do the Fantasy Charts Challenge after this. It did not go the way for AJ Mansoor in week one. He
was so good last week.
Last year.
Thank you, Chris.
Horrible start for AJ. He's behind everybody and the Ghost player. We'll break it down. Week two of the Fantasy Charts Challenge right after this. And this portion of the Power Trip Morning Show is brought to you by
Chris Lindahl and his team with Remax Results. Thank you, Core. Situation into heaven, yeah. Sauce, I promised I'd play whatever you wanted, but please, please, pick good music, please.
You and AJ, don't forget, you and AJ claim that because Taylor Swift is popular, then that means it's good.
No, I think that's also good.
This is the most streamed, video in YouTube history or something, right?
Soon to be broken by
their logic sauce.
It's great.
Then it's the best, right?
It's not just great, it's the best.
Why you fight him? He agrees. He likes
this
song.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying if popularity equals quality, which it doesn't, but if it does, then this is the greatest song ever written.
Well, that's why 311 doesn't
sell millions of albums.
What now?
The song makes me want to get sexual.
Why are you over there?
Yes. Well, I'll be in there during the break. Play boy.
Yeah. We normally do What Really Matters at 640, and it's brought to you by LutherAuto.com. Thanks, LutherAuto.com. But on Fridays during the football season, we do the Fantasy Charge Challenge. Thanks to our buddy, Paul Charchian. Hi, Charge.
Hi. You know, it should be thanks to some insert sponsor here who's paying us. That's what I think.
Hell yeah.
And by us, I mean the six of us or five of us that are participating.
Correct. Well, yeah. Creasel did participate last week. He picked four Chris Hockey. He picked Todd Gurley, and Hockey ended up winning the week at 15 points.
Attaboy. Thanks, Chris.
Sauce had 13 with Ezekiel Elliott. I had 13 with Melvin Gordon. The ghost player, Carlos Hyde, had 7. So AJ Mansoor, even though we're not going week to week anymore, and we're not having weekly losers, we're just keeping track of points for the year. AJ didn't lose a week all of last season, Charge. He loses week one this year, 5 points. So not only is he behind the other three of us, he's also currently behind the ghost.
AJ, who went belly up for you?
DeMarco Murray.
DeMarco Murray did go belly up.
Yeah.
Yeah, tough matchup, and maybe a little tougher than a lot of people thought. Yeah, that's the ghost player's on the board. I like that. I want to see the ghost be able to do this at least one person every week. That's what I'm rooting for here. And I'm trying to make it hard the way I'm clumping together players.
You're doing a great job.
Yeah.
Keep talking about that.
And think of it this way. If one of you is going to have to go through the ignominy of the loser consequence, you may as well have like four of you doing it.
Right, why not all of us?
Right.
Hey, since we normally jump around for a second or two before we get into the Fantasy Charge Challenge, and anytime there's a video game related story, we like to bring it up to you.
Yeah.
Because you're the video game guy. You do video games weekly here on the fam. The first thing John Creasel said to me this morning when I walked in the studio at 5:30 was, hey, Mario has nipples.
Ooh.
Yeah, nobody knew all this time. Mario's got nipples.
He does.
We didn't know. He's shirtless now. We've seen him shirtless.
What?
Mario Odyssey is a new game that's coming out, I think, next month.
Yes, October.
October, yes. And already looks to be a fantastic game. And some of the gameplay and screenshots are coming out for this game, and we're going to see Mario without a shirt.
Yeah, he's got nipples.
Yeah, the bad part
about
that
Princess
is
Peach?
All the Comic-Con dudes that are going to dress up like Mario are going to be shirtless, too.
They also announced that the Switch is getting a release date for Skyrim, and I keep telling AJ Mansoor, if he loved Zelda, and he did, still does.
I'm still playing it.
I said, wait until you play Skyrim.
Yeah, for me and my money, that's the end of Zelda. And Zelda's a really good game.
Zelda was great, but
Skyrim's
better.
On a whole different
level.
What makes it different?
For starters, it has an actual story. So there's that, right? Massive, it's got a world that's no smaller and probably quite a bit larger than the one that's in Breath of the Wild.
It's technically not. Somebody put the maps together, Church, like overlaid the square mileage or whatever. And I think the Breath of the Wild was like two-thirds bigger, even.
Wow,
yeah.
I'm surprised to hear that.
But it doesn't matter how in actuality it is, if there's more to do, and it feels bigger, and that's
better,
what matters.
More diverse.
That's
there you go.
Always, when it feels bigger, that's always better for everybody involved.
That's all I'm hoping for today.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't understand that.
How about more real people to interact with? You know, you go to these cities in Breath of the Wild, and there's five people.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. Breath of the Wild's a good game, don't get me wrong, but the 10s out of 10s that it was getting, and people talking about it being the best game in the history of video games, it's not that. Skyrim will be more fun.
Is this going to be the Christmas, and this is probably a dumb question, that the Switch is going to blow up, now that you can get a Switch for Christmas, and you've got Mario Kart, you've got Zelda, you've got Super Mario, you've got Skyrim, you've got Splatoon, ARMS, this will be the first one that there's actually a bunch of big games for somebody who gets a new system. They can go and get six games at a time.
No. It outsold the PS4 and the Xbox One last month.
Yikes.
Oh, so we're already there. AJ, it's already happening. The Switch is that popular.
Well, it's available now.
I haven't played it in 4 months.
Yeah.
I don't know where mine's at.
What? What is wrong with you people?
I played it yesterday.
What do you?
I'm still playing Zelda.
What do you do in bed at night?
I can't share that on the radio.
Yeah, don't answer
Charge.
That. Don't answer that.
We've been over this.
Where is the Friday football feast today, Charge?
Coon Rapids.
Buffalo Rapids Wild today, Wings, yeah. 9 to nooner. Nicely done. All right, let's dive into it. Last week, Sauce, you got to pick first, so this week you select last. So the order this week, Chris, welcome back. You picked first.
Yeah, we've discussed it. Chris is going to pick for me the rest of the year, so thank you very much. No?
Hockey's first, AJ second, Chris. I'm third, Sauce is fourth. Charge, give us the five options this week.
Cam Newton goes up against Buffalo. Cam has not thrown for over 300 yards and is, by the way, the theme here, and there's a theme.
Okay.
These are five quarterbacks who had lackluster opening games but have opportunities to improve this week. And they are all ranked very similarly. Cam Newton has not thrown for over 300 yards in his last 11 games, but he threw two touchdowns last week against a similarly bad 49ers secondary. He goes up against Buffalo.
Is it at Buffalo?
It is at Carolina.
Oh.
Eli Manning will host Detroit. Over his last three games, including the playoffs, Manning has accounted for just one scoring pass. That's it. But last week, Detroit allowed 270 passing yards.
Okay.
Next, Kirk Cousins travels to Los Angeles. This would be the Rams' version of Los Angeles. After dominating the Colts, the Rams ranked 7th against the pass, but Kirk Cousins is a far better quarterback than Jacoby Tolzien.
Ooh.
Last year, the Rams secondary gave up big passing games to virtually every top-tier quarterback they faced at Cousins' level.
Okay.
Next, Marcus Mariota travels to Jacksonville. Last week, Jacksonville pummeled Houston's Tom Savage and then Deshaun Watson, but Mariota's far more talented, and Tennessee's offensive line is dramatically better. So, this game should represent a much tougher challenge for Jacksonville, and probably a much easier one for Marcus Mariota.
Hmm.
And lastly, Russell Wilson hosts San Francisco. Last week, San Francisco managed to hold Cam Newton to only 171 yards, in part because the Panthers ran at will, and that could be part of the game plan here. Only five teams allowed more passing touchdowns than the Niners did last year.
That's a hard one, Charge.
I don't like Cam Newton, yeah. Eli Manning, Kirk Cousins, Marcus Mariota, and Russell Wilson. Chris Hockey, you're first.
Chris?
No.
I'm not saying a word.
Damn it. I know I'm going to pick
love
the wrong
you, brother.
One. I love you too, man.
How many of these quarterbacks does Chris know?
I know
one,
them all.
Two,
stop it.
Three.
I did have a second where I couldn't think of where Mariota played.
Oregon.
And you landed where?
No, he means currently. No.
I'm choosing between two. You know what? I think I'd be dumb if I didn't do this. I'm going to go with Russell Wilson at home.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good.
AJ.
I think this is the other one that you were choosing between. I'm going to go Cam at home.
Nope.
No?
I'm going to take Eli Manning. You said hosting Detroit, right? So I'm going to take Manning in New York against the Lions. Sauce.
I'll go Cousins.
Kirk Cousins
That's
on the
I was
road.
Going to go with.
Yeah, the Rams.
Rams. Are...
Which means Marcus Mariota at Jacksonville is the ghost player. Charge, how'd you have it?
I had it as Russell Wilson, Marcus Mariota, Kirk Cousins, Cam Newton, Eli Manning.
So Yay! I got the last guys. Right on. It's all right.
Hey, it may turn up. They're all right next to each other, so they're all pumped very similarly. But yeah, that's gonna be very close. But don't think Russell Wilson is any lock here, Chris.
I know.
Yeah, we are talking about maybe the worst offensive line of football in an offense that did absolutely nothing last week.
It looked awful last week.
That offense looked worse than any of the rest of these quarterbacks.
I think Charge. I think Hawk's purposely going to lose so he can buy that pirate coat.
I do
he
want the pirate coat. So badly. I would look great in a pirate coat. I think we all
Says
know
who?
That. Everybody who's got eyeballs. Long John Silver as well. Oh, I wish I had a hush puppy.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Charge, real quick.
Yes.
How are we feeling about your Vikes going to Pittsburgh?
A lot more nervous than last week, I'll tell you that much. I think a lot of it hinges on the health of Anthony Barr, who did not practice yesterday, and I'm nervous about that because he's the perfect guy to be shadowing Le'Veon Bell, right, who's so good in the passing game. When he splits out and he goes out into the slot, I want Anthony Barr there because he can keep up with him, he can tackle him, and if he's not there, I'm really worried about our Vikes.
Right on. All right, Church. All right. Coon Rapids, Buffalo Wild Wings, 9 to noon. Thanks for the participation, Church.
Bye-bye.
Friday football feast, 9 to noon today. See you, Church. Samaritan Tire brings you this portion of the Power Trip Morning Show. AJ, what do we have in the 7 o'clock hour?
Well, Corey, we're going to come back. We're going to do Fan 5. We'll get to Vikings News at 7:40, and I've got more Properties Brothers tickets to give away.
Look behind me.
Oh.
That's Tim Montana right back there.
Hi, Tim Montana.
Huge country music rock star.
And we're going to talk to Tim Montana. That, Chris, is your Lexus lineup brought to you by Lexus of Maplewood, Lexus of Wayzata.
And you're skipping Pear Bear. Don't forget Pear Bear.
Hey. That's kind of the parish at all anymore.
Is he here?
Yeah. He will be.
Out of sight, out of mind.
As soon as I get
that's what I say at 8:15.
Yeah, right.
Pear Bear. The Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan.
Only loud when I love you.
Join Corey Cove at Liquor Boy in St. Louis Park this Friday, September 15th from 4 to 6 p.m. and taste test Minnesota's official cocktail bootleg. Details, kfan.com. Keyword events.
Can I say that again? I just walked into the studio.
You did.
Where
not.
Am I?
You're in the KFAN studio.
No, but you said something about tonight.
What?
I'm somewhere 4
Where's
to 6.
The, oh, good for you button. I always get that anytime I ever mention that I have a gig tonight.
Yeah,
by the way, I do have a gig tonight.
Six
right now.
Times a day.
I have a gig tonight, by the way. I'm down at a place called Ramble Jam right down the road. I can't wait. It's going to be fun. It's a great festival. We go on at 6. Please come out early.
I've got a gig tonight, too, and you can look it up on KFAN.com because I'm not going to mention it right now and ruin your bit because
you know
I'm a good guy.
Thank you, AJ.
Okay.
Where's your bit tonight?
I'm not going to say.
I'm good because I was going to turn your microphone off. What Hey, John Creasel's here. What up, Creas?
What up?
Hi, Creasel.
How's it going?
You heard AJ Monsieur. Meat Sauce, it's his birthday. He's here somewhere. We got a cast of thousands in the main studio. You heard Corey. My name is Chris Hockey. And ladies and gentlemen, my friend, Tim Montana's in studio. Hi, Tim. How are you, brother?
Great, man. Thanks for having me. Good morning, everybody.
Thanks for being up this early.
Thank you. Yeah, we had a near flat tire, but we made it. A solid 2 hours of sleep, so I'm golden, baby.
Yeah,
golden.
Man. You're on the road. You guys still have the Sprinter van?
Yes, sir. It's wrapped out in the parking lot. Got a bunch of guys sleeping. If you guys drive by, see that camo Sprinter, please shake it and yell all kinds of weird stuff. But I'd really appreciate that.
And if it's shaking, don't knock on it.
Yeah, right.
It gets a little weird, you know, your road brothers, but you know, they get prettier as the days go on.
Yeah, right. That's the truth. So I got a million things to talk to you about. And I know you're a short timer today for a million reasons, and you're heading to Fargo to open for ZZ Top. Is that tonight? When do you play with
them? Yeah, we got a gig tonight, boy.
Tonight in Fargo with ZZ Top.
Yeah, I think it's is it Shields Arena?
Yeah, Shields. Yeah. Dude, that's a huge gig, man. And I know you know those guys really, really well. Have you been on the road with them for a bit? Is this a one-off?
We did the whole Hellraisers tour last year. This is just a one-off. I think they're doing just an evening with this year, so it's like ZZ for 2 hours.
Right.
But I got a text from Billy yesterday. He's like, where you at, brother? You want to get Mexican food? And that's the only food he eats is Mexican food constantly. He's just like, hey, man, there's other food. I don't know that Fargo's known for Mexican food. But if I'm with the Reverend Willie G, I will oblige.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we're on in Fargo, all across the upper Midwest. But in Fargo right now, if you know a good Mexican place, please, what is your Twitter handle, Tim? Is it
at Tim Montana.
That's right. Just go ahead and tweet him, if you would. Let him know where he and Billy Gibbons can get some good Mexican food. So where'd you come from then, man?
We came from Nashville.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah. So you're driving all the way to Fargo for a gig.
Yeah, and then we're in Sioux Falls the next night doing the Garth Brooks show.
What?
Yeah.
Are you opening for or playing after him?
Well, we could say opening, but it's the pre-show party.
Yeah,
I've been prompted to say that.
That's pretty cool, man. That's pretty
He's opening
awesome.
For us.
Yeah, no, that happens for sure. That's cool. Well, on-air production meeting, did you get hold of your buddy? Has he texted you back yet?
I have not heard back.
Okay, so guys, again, Tim is... not only going to be a huge star, and by the way, he wrote Kid Rock's brand new single. Sounds great, by the way. Congratulations for that.
What's the name of that one?
I got his rock single and his country single. So Greatest Show on Earth is the rock one, and then Tennessee Mountaintop just came out as country one. So
jeez. Mailbox money.
Yeah, I had to drink a lot of alcohol for those cuts. Calm down.
I bet you did. But he's also our link to Robert O'Neill, who's the Navy SEAL, who pulled the trigger and shot Osama bin Laden.
Jeez.
How did you know him? How long have you known him?
Probably 10, 15 years, but I never met him in person. His brother's a radio host in my hometown, Butte, Montana, 92.5 Car FM up there, country station, right? He started playing my songs when I was probably like 19 years old, and I went to his studio, and there's this picture of this dude in camis on the wall, and I'm like, who's that? He's like, it's my brother. I'm like, what's he do? He's like, he's a Navy SEAL. And I was like, no way. And I was like, what team? And he's like, we have no idea. We see him once a year. He shows up. He leaves. He doesn't tell us what he's doing, where he's been. And so I started sending him music like while he was deployed. And he'd like write back with notes on the songs. And And he gets out meets my wife at an airport and is like, hey, tell Tim, I appreciate him taking care of my family and whatnot, sending me songs, and I'm going to take him on a wild ride. And then I like turn on the news and I'm like, wow, so that's what you were doing for the last 16 years.
Wow.
Holy smokes.
Did a lot of big missions, not only the Bin Laden mission, but rescued Marcus Luttrell, him and another SEAL, put a team together last minute and just ran, you know, it was for 2 days through the desert. And also did the Captain Phillips mission. I mean, 400 combat missions as a SEAL. You know, it's pretty
400 combat missions.
So basically his entire life just spawns a bunch of major motion pictures.
Exactly. Yeah, there's several of them. And then he came and did our music video. And in the music video, I was like, dude, you got to be in our first big video. And he got to kill Street Bike Tommy from Nitro Circus. And then he got to kill my drummer with a summer sausage. So we wanted to think of, we wanted to think of ways that he hadn't killed people. He's like, yeah, I haven't done it with a summer sausage, so we'll try it.
That's awesome. And that's the video for Hillbilly Ridge, which is the new single out right now. It came out, what, last Friday?
Yes, sir. We found out September 19th, heavy rotation on CMT. We're stoked.
Oh, that's awesome. The video's going into heavy rotation?
Yep.
Here's the coolest thing, guys. Tim Montana is unsigned at this moment, so he's doing this on his own with his own good fortune and good looks.
Yeah, we put mom's trailer house up for rent. And we're just raking it in right now.
Are there pros though to being unsigned as well? Are there any advantages to not being signed?
I mean, you're not paying a record label, but I mean, basically, a record label is like your bank. So they would put up money for the video. They'd give me tours, money to go tour on. But we've just kind of built it on our own, and you know, started with a little minivan, then we got a 12-passenger van, then we got a Mercedes Sprinter with bunks that we're driving in.
You gotta
work it on up.
So when you hit it big and start selling tons of songs, you get more of the money though now, right?
Right, right. But at some point, you know, you kind of hope a label steps in, but it's 2017 also. Like, you don't exactly need that.
No, right?
There's this thing called the interweb. I don't know if you boys are of it.
Just barely.
Yeah, if you can access those listeners and let the listeners decide, it's exciting. You know?
That's cool.
And, you know, radio shows like this help, guys. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, well, dude, the first time I played with you was in South Dakota, by the way.
Sioux Falls,
that's right, at Rib Fest. We opened up right before you, and then I believe it was Kip Moore after us, I think?
Didn't Kip Moore open for us?
Yeah, right. That's how it was. Now, I keep forgetting that's how it goes. Yeah, but and then we just happened to be in Pueblo, Colorado and play with them again. And just, man, you guys kill it live. I can't imagine what you with ZZ Top is going to be like. But that's, again, tonight in Fargo for all you Fargo listeners. And then tomorrow, Garth Brooks is opening up for him. What are you guys playing? Because we're heard in Sioux Falls as well on our Worthington station.
It's a pre-show party at, like, right across from the arena. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
Tell everybody we're in the arena.
Yeah,
really,
exactly.
If chicks ask, we're in the arena. Yeah. But for real people that want to come see us, we're across from the arena.
So how do you meet Kid Rock that you can write a couple songs for him? I'm guessing you know him.
Rob O'Neill, man. That guy just, like, threw him, like, thank you for, like, defending our freedom so that I could, like, travel around and make stupid jokes in my band and a Sprinter. And also thank you for connecting me with Kid Rock and getting me cuts. But he wanted to meet the guy that killed Bin Laden, of course, because he's Kid Rock. He's like, I need to know this guy. So he flies him to Nashville, and Rob's like, I ain't going up there without you. So Rob brings me up there, start this relationship, and, you know, 8,000 glasses of Jim Beam later, we wrote these songs, and all of a sudden he's like, hey, man, I'm putting them on the radio, and it was, like, incredible. Because, I mean, I grew up in a trailer house in Montana, no electricity, that's no joke, and I remember sitting by our outhouse and splitting wood all summer and listening to Devil Without a Cause and just thinking, someday, man, I'm going to see Kid Rock at concert, and I'll show them in the trailer house, and I'll be able to buy a ticket. Now I'm just like, wow, he just cut my songs. This is incredible.
That's crazy. So, that's awesome.
To the kid out there that's splitting wood by the outhouse or whatever you're doing that sucks, like, you know, just keep dreaming, keep pushing, fighting, you can do whatever you want.
What about to the 46-year-old guy who's...
same thing.
Okay, cool, thanks.
Who's sitting inside the outhouse.
Hey, you got to get an outhouse, though. The outhouse is key to success.
My truck smells like an outhouse, as you well know, by the way. Yeah.
What if your dream is just to sit in your basement at 62 degrees and just watch good TV all the day long?
Or X videos.
Hey, I'm just killing
that's good, man.
Sweet, man. I'm living the life.
Yeah, I got to believe you guys are going through some video games on the old Sprinter, aren't you?
Not so much video games. We got DirecTV now. And I took the video games out of there. The guys are having issues with it, so, like, they're grounded.
It was company for a controller.
Yeah, they're watching them dirty movies now.
It's tough being the boss, right?
Yeah, they drink a lot of milk.
Now,
that's the first thing he said when he sat down. Who's the guy who said milk?
Did he really? Yeah. Where is the guy who said milk? Where
he's in
go?
The other
he's
studio.
In the score over there.
Oh my God, it's his birthday milk. Too, man. It's his birthday. you did you or did you not do a song with Billy Gibbons? For was it for the Cubs?
That was crazy. The first time I met him, honest to God, it was September 13th, 2013. I remember that day. We're in the studio. I get a call. My mom was going through breast cancer, and she was at MD Anderson in Houston, Texas. Great hospital down there, by the way. And she called, and she said, "Hey, Timmy, I'm breast cancer free." Got to ring the bell, walk out, and I was like tearing up in the studio. And literally 5 minutes later, they said, "Hey, Billy Gibbons, who ironically was on tour with Kid Rock in Washington, D.C. They're like, hey, he's going to route his bus through Nashville. He heard your little stupid chorus about the beard, and he's going to come in. He's going to write with you, and if he doesn't like it, he's going to leave. And if he likes it, he'll hang out and record." And I'm like, wow, today does not suck at all.
Wow.
And Billy walks in the studio, hangs out. We sit there. We record this song, and he leaves. And for me, like the kid from Montana, I'm like, that's all I get? That is perfectly fine, man. My mom's going to live. I met my hero today. And then chance would have it that like 2 days later, the Boston Red Sox called, or someone got them the song. They're like, hey, this really fits what we're doing with our beards. And next thing I know, like a week later, me and Billy are on the cover of USA Today, and it's like, Beard's song is here to boogie, and the Red Sox win. And I'm like, they kept interviewing me on the radio, and I'm like, the only sport I do is splitting wood and snowmobiling. And they're like talking about RBIs, and I'm like, yeah, sure, okay, yeah, it's great.
So your actual last name, your birth last name is Montana?
Yeah.
That would be like if I hung out with Frank Minnesota.
Yeah. Or the
what's
the
your deal?
Pool player Minnesota Fats.
Right, but that's yeah, it sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, it's
but it works.
It's solid, you know.
You get a lot of Hannah Montana jokes.
Yeah, the Joe
those
Montana
are, those are funny,
stuff,
right?
See, the Joe Montana is not offensive. Being called Hannah Montana.
What's wrong with Hannah Montana?
Come on.
What's wrong with Miley?
Come on. Hannah Montana doesn't split wood and hang out in the wilderness.
But Tony Montana, that's some street cred, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
My uncle.
Tony Montana.
There you go.
Hey, the beard came here to party, got no F words in it, right?
Correct.
Good. Okay.
I can add them.
Yeah. No, it's okay. I'm just making sure I have brought it up on YouTube. So, man, dude, what a life. That's super cool. So what's next for you then, man? Obviously, other than opening for ZZ Top and having Garth Brooks open for you tomorrow, what's going on next?
We're doing the Wheeler Walker Jr. Don't Play any of his songs on the radio, but we got that whole fall tour, which is going to be amazing.
Did you hear what he just said, John Creasel?
Yes.
He's opening for Wheeler Walker Jr. Yep. on the entire fall tour.
And the birthday guy over there, he and I went to the Wheeler Walker Jr. concert in St. Paul at the Turf Club.
Wow.
Big fan, yep. Drop them out.
Can you name your favorite song?
No.
Not on the radio.
I'm just like thinking like, yep, I can't name any of them.
Beep. Yeah, exactly. But man, that's a huge tour, man. I mean, congratulations.
Yeah, we're unrolling the new single and just touring like crazy, man. I think we've done 86,000 miles in the last year and a half.
Jeez.
And Chris gets it. You probably split the driving up with the guys. I mean, it's like, I was like, what do you do for a living? I'm like, I'm pretty sure I'm a sprinter mechanic / driver. Because for every 20 hours I drive, I play for one, you know?
Yeah, right.
So I never mind playing a longer show than I'm supposed to. Because I'm like, oh my God, I got to drive again. This sucks.
Yeah, as soon as you're off stage, it's back to the van.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're about to do Front Page Sports, and we're hoping to hear from Mr. Robert O'Neill as well at some point. But you know what? He'll call us if he damn well feels like it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And yeah. How do you address him, by the way? Do you address him by rank? How do you do that?
It's not his actual rank, but we have a fictitious SEAL team called SEAL Team 69, and we do great missions.
I love it!
That's a terrible name.
And, I love it.
And we've been endorsed by probably about 10 members from Team 6, Team 3. And so Rob's like, dude, we're pretty much the first official, unofficial SEAL team. And then we had one of we do a lot of charity with a fifth group Green Beret guys. And one of them got drunk and he said, I want to be in SEAL Team 69. And Rob goes, of course he does. They're very competitive with each other. But so I call him Master Chief. I'm Commander Montana. I've got Ensign Rife in the band, Commodore Wolf. You know, we have our own ranks. That's great.
For the really, really heavy metal fans out there, your drummer's a badass.
Yeah, he was from the band OTEP. So we went to college together in Los Angeles, and he's like a death metal. Like, he used to put a dead pig head on the front of his drum set, paint his face.
Oh.
And now he's down there singing these beautiful harmonies.
Does he still use the pig head?
No, we ate it.
Is it the same pig head every show, or do you get a new one?
Yeah, we put it when he got to the South, we put it on a smoker, and it was delicious.
Again, that is Tim Montana. I guess I should say that in case you're just tuning in. But Tim Montana, the song is called Hillbilly Rich. It's on iTunes everywhere right now, as a matter of fact. And it goes on. When did you say it's going to be on CMT?
September 19th. We're going to announce that today. Street Bike Tommy from Nitro Circus is in there with us. I don't know if you guys remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, he came down actually 2 days ago. We shot at the Lee Bryce Invitational for Folds of Honor. Do scholarships for kids of fallen soldiers. And we talked crap the whole time because we were certain we were going to lose. And so we're just like, you guys suck. And there's all these Titans and Charles Esten and all these big stars. And at the end, the awards ceremony, and they're like, the winners are. And we won. So we had to go get our trophies kind of like, I wouldn't have talked that much crap if I knew I was going to win. But it's kind of cool. But that was the thing we did Monday.
That's very cool, man. That's cool. Do you want to hit a couple of sports things real quick?
Of course. Sure.
Go ahead. Pear go ahead.
Bears.
Hit it.
We love sports.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all I know. I could hardly believe it
when I heard the news. Tim, if anything strikes your fancy, feel free to comment.
Okay.
Just throw it in. If you heard the show on the way here, you know we have basically nothing.
Do you guys have any milk?
I don't know. Lay behind you. Ask him if he's got any milk.
In the fridge. The Twins won 3-2 over the Blue Jays in 10 innings thanks to a Byron Buxton walk-off home run. Buxton's 15th home run of the season. The Twins have won 3 straight and have a 3-game lead in wild card spot number 2 over the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Woo!
Yeah.
Angels lost 5-2 to Houston. Meanwhile, the Indians won their 22nd consecutive game. They won 3-2 over Kansas City, also in 10 innings, just like the Twins. Lindor tied it in the 9th. Brewers gets it in the 10th for the win. That's an American League record, 22 straight wins, the longest winning streak in baseball in 101 years. Today's game is sold out in Cleveland. They're going for win number 23 in a row. The 1916 Giants won 26 in a row, but all those were at home.
Wow.
Doesn't count.
No. when you grew up in Montana and you don't have any professional sports teams, who do you root for, dude?
Winter, summer.
Yeah, hunting essentially.
Yeah, elk season, bow season.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Yes.
Yeah,
trout fishing.
Now, Mark Parrish over here behind me, former and Pear Bear, former Bear. NHL great, is a hell of an elk hunter as well. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got the.
You got a pause with a
bow. You got one with a bow.
Yeah.
No kidding. Wow, have you ever done that, Tim?
I like bow. Yeah. I'm not much of the firearm.
I was terrible with a bow. I shot an elk in the toe once, and I hung up. It was like a cross-eyed elk, too. I, like, rode up in my four-wheeler, and it came running out to greet me, and I'm like, something is wrong. And I swear to God, it was cross-eyed, and I lobbed an arrow at it and hit it in the hoof. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go get my rifle.
That's great. What about you, Chris? You ever got gotten an elk?
Yeah, two of them out in Montana. Wow. One by Dylan.
Nice.
I forget the name of the other place, but yeah, I've been to Montana a couple times. Beautiful. Dillon, Montana.
Dillon's beautiful.
Yes.
I got engaged in Glacier National Park, Tim, Montana.
Oh,
how
good
beautiful
for you.
Is Glacier National
it's
Park?
Gorgeous. I was
it's
born
the
in
best.
Kalispell right by there.
Do you use a bear bell when you walk through the woods?
No.
See, I did. And I don't care. It was a dollar. Saved my life. We were the only two basically wearing bear bells, but I wasn't going to risk it.
Honestly, you know, Tim, did you guys in Montana make fun of people who go around tinkle, tinkle, tinkling with their bear bells?
Yeah, because I think the bears know what those are, and they know it's tourists, and they love the taste of it.
Yep. That's an easy trick.
Like a dinner bell.
It's actually a trick. Montanans give you guys that, so the bears know to eat you guys instead of them.
I was going
to
say, there's no way that's a real thing.
Am I currently here?
Yeah,
then they worked. Yeah.
They saw you were getting engaged, all right? Aww. Getting married is like giving away your life. It's like dying. So they said, he's going to suffer enough.
Yeah.
Let him live. Let the boy live.
Let the boy live.
The locals
watch.
Smell like Copenhagen and gunpowder, so they leave. Yeah,
that was officially also the last time I bought anything that cost only a dollar.
Ain't that the truth?
Oh, man. That was the beginning of the, you know, financial savings for sure. The end.
So have we heard from the hero yet?
We have not.
Okay, that's all right. No problem. You know what? Again, like I said, we were going to get him on the phone. We're hoping to get him in studio at some point again. But I know that we were hoping to get him on the phone while Kreese was here. But Kreese, I'm sorry we didn't accomplish that.
All good, man. I'll be listening, though.
Absolutely. John Kreese, we love you, brother.
Love you. I will see you guys next Friday.
Sounds good. That's Tim Montana over there, by the way. And the website is timmontana.com, and it's @timmontana on the Twitter machine as well. Shall we go to break and come back and continue the nonsense?
At 1 hour from now, we play initials. Mark Parrish, AJ Mansour, Chris Hockey, and Meat Sauce Paul Lambert square off 1 hour from now. You can start guessing on Twitter, hashtag PowerShip. Who wins initials? How many points do they score? If you get it right, you are eligible for a $100
Visa gift card. Thanks to our friends at McDonald's. That's 1 hour from now. PowerShip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan.
Join Meat Sauce this Saturday at Fractional Toys in Oakdale from noon to 2 p.m. Fall discounts, prizes, and much more. Details, kfan.com. Keyword events.
Yes. For the Rage Against the Machines, the Power Trip Morning Show 721. A full studio, not only of fantastic-looking listeners, and my lovely laugh track that is Jabez Winston, but also superstars all around. We've got Mark Parrish right behind. Hi, Mark Parrish. Oh, hi, Mark.
I'm Hawk. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. How are you? You ready for some good guy Wednesday? That's right. Good guys. Good guys.
What's your name again?
Your name.
No, what's your name?
Core.
Mike. Is it Mike or Mark today?
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Hopefully it's Mark.
Could be anything. Maybe I'll mix it up. Maybe I'll use Tim today.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I don't Never think
know
you
what
will,
my name's going to be.
Tim Montana is here for Meat Sauce Paul Lambert's birthday.
Hi. Thanks for showing up on my birthday. It means a lot.
Happy birthday.
I like your beard, man, and your hat.
I came here to party.
Your whole bit's sweet.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah,
your whole bit.
Yeah, yeah. You got to see.
I have a horse bit in as I'm sitting.
Yeah, I can see it. That's why I said it. Yeah.
Thank you, man. It's really so comfortable.
Tim
There's
Montana,
a safety word.
Opening for ZZ Top tonight at Shields in Fargo. For all you listening in Fargo, and then
is it Shields or Shields Arena?
Shields Arena. Not. I'm sorry. Not in
like
the actual sports store.
My apologies.
I'm sorry. I figure people knew that ZZ Top was probably not playing at the sports store. For sure. That's true. And then
Hunt.
Tomorrow night Sioux Falls with the Garth Brooks show, Tim Montana coming in. And by the way, I got our buddy Chad Cummings from the Worthington radio station wants to talk to you. Make sure that they get you on the radio show. Hey, a quick question, Mr. Tim Montana. You said you got the debut coming up on CMT of the new video, so we're not allowed to put it on our webpage today, right? You're saving it for CMT?
Yeah, they're going to have the exclusive for 24 hours.
Okay. Whatever!
We're a much bigger deal than CMT.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
After that, I will gladly have you guys take it.
Thank you.
Do it,
yeah, man, we'd love to do it. Again, it's Hillbilly Rich is the song. Tim Montana, going to be a huge star. He's got two Kid Rock songs out right now, one on rock radio, one on country radio. I know they're like your babies because you wrote them both, but which do you prefer, Tim?
I don't know. They're both really cool, man. I don't know. I'm not saying that because I wrote them.
Yep! Yeah.
Dude, they're so great. I like Tennessee Mountaintop, though. It's just like he lives on a mountaintop, and I took him to this place called Santa's Pub the night before.
Oh, my God.
And it actually became a skit on Comedy Central. And this is Steven Zinzi, anybody? Guy from the League?
The guy from the League? You guys know who he's talking
sure
about?
Sure, we know who he is.
Yeah.
Steve Zissou?
Maybe, something like that. Anyway, so he made this skit out of like the one time I brought Kid Rock to Santa's Pub. And then the next day we were writing, and I was like, you know, singing karaoke in a double wide with smoke so thick it'll burn your eyes. So it was really like the story of our weekend. It turned out cool, but also Greatest Show on Earth. There's some really clever lyrics in there.
This is Greatest Show on Earth by Kid Rock.
NFL, by the way, picked it up for Monday Night Football.
No way.
Dude.
Yeah. Did they really?
Why are you still in a Sprinter van? You should be in a Prevost.
Yeah, they've been using this like crazy.
Man, you wrote this song and Kid Rock is doing it. Look at you.
Badass.
Is he a good dude for real?
Yeah, he is.
Good. I'm a put out big black 4x4.
Not a member. A buckshot that can't be ignored. There's some bad words coming up.
Hockey!
I think
I'm the realest mother of Teresa, and I'm coming of age.
Whoa.
Well, it's in
the NFL loves that.
Yeah. They do, yeah.
They must.
It's in the
thing.
It's in the iHeart system, so they must have an edited version. By the way, speaking of that, I saw that you changed Poor Some Bitch to to something else in the clean version of Hillbilly Rich, didn't you? What'd you change it to?
Yeah, we changed to Pour Some Hick.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
I was like, damn it.
Yeah, on the advice of a manager or something like that telling you to do
no,
that?
No, it was just we had to have clean version for some radio people.
Hmm. TimMontana.com again.
We don't do that here. We do things like this.
Son of a bitch!
Yeah, we do that.
Yes,
yeah.
You guys can say it?
Well, they don't like us too, but we just
can say it all she wants.
The key is really, Tim, is you just can't dwell on it. You just can't just run it into the ground.
Dirty!
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. You can't make T-shirts.
Can't highlight it.
Yeah.
Can't emphasize that that's the word you're talking about.
Son of a bitch!
Yeah, you know? See, you shouldn't do what he's doing right now.
Probably only play it once.
Yeah, but, once is about
as much as you can do.
That's about as much as you can do.
There goes my cell phone.
Dirty bitch!
See, there it is. Thanks for the tweet.
$250,000 fine later.
Right. Yeah. We don't make T-shirts of it. That'll be on sale at Ramble Jam tonight. By the way, when I go on at 6:00,
it is Sauce's birthday. It is Sauce's birthday, and Tim, you don't know, but the guy to your right only rolls with A-listers. So no offense to you, maybe, because Chris is predicting great things for you, at some point you may be an A-list celebrity, right? Like a Kid Rock. He rolls with guys like Nick Swardson, Kyle Rudolph, Jason Zucker.
Ooh. Josh Duhamel,
who's in the news today. Yeah. Your guy, your buddy. You have his number in your phone. You guys are very tight. Josh Duhamel and Fergie, after 8 years, they're done.
I actually texted him yesterday.
Did you really?
Good for you.
Well, just because.
Were you looking for Fergie's number or something?
No, I just.
I mean, that's rude.
I feel for him, man.
Yeah. 8 years, it's over.
Can't imagine. Well.
Well, I mean, it sounded. I saw a quote from him, and it sounds like, you know, they're. I mean, and again, it's a press release, but it sounds like he's cool with it. Yeah, I blame Marnie. I mean, let's just be honest.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to be lonely long.
Can you imagine how much Josh is going to crush now that he's back on the market?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, at Meat Swords Day, they had to escort him upstairs, just him, for about before the rest of us went up there because he was just because
the ladies were all over him.
Mm. Yes.
I'm asking him for a friend, but where does the line start?
What? Yeah, really.
Who's your friend?
Yeah, I mean,
don't worry about it.
His name Corey?
It may rhyme with that.
Okay. Probably, I don't know, somewhere here. He'll probably be at the next Vikings game.
Are
he was
serious?
At the one on Monday, yeah.
One of the sources told People magazine that they're just too different and that this has been a long time coming. I wonder if Fergie just doesn't seem like a Dakotas person, you know?
No, because remember, he mentioned that they had the cabin, and that's why he would come back here at the end of the summer or whatever, and she was not all about nature and no electricity. Yeah. And
She's all about the glamorous.
She's got her humps
glamorous,
and stuff.
Glamorous.
That's a great song.
It's a great song.
She doesn't want to rough it in Tim Montana's hometown or the Dakotas.
She's got humps, Tim. See?
She ain't seen my outhouse yet, because
she doesn't want to.
I got the outhouse. What you gonna do
with all that junk? Yeah, he's pretty handsome. I think he'll be all right.
I think he'll be fine.
Yeah, he'll be perfectly fine.
Jeez, can you imagine?
When that news broke, I was here yesterday doing some things, and Farmerelli about lost it.
Yeah.
In, like, excitement.
There she is. That's Farmerelli down the hallway.
Tell you, I want you to do it.
Yeah, I blame Marnie.
I want you to do it.
Be careful, Marnie.
Honey, please.
Well, she's going to have to get in line.
But because of him, we have God Bless Vodka.
That's right. Yep.
True.
And, you know what? Back to Tim Montana's video, by the way, which, again, will debut on CMT when, Tim?
The 19th.
September 19th of September. I saw the still shot of the picture of it, and it made me even more angry at myself for not going down to be a part of the video. But can you tell us about this house? This gigantic mansion that you filmed this at, whose house was that?
It's a friend of mine that I met down in Tampa, and we started talking. Actually, I was really hungover this day. It was the day after we played this little acoustic venue, and this guy's like, "Do you want to go see a yacht?" And I was like, "No, I don't want to see a yacht. I don't really care." And
you're the opposite of Fergie,
right? I was like, "I could care less about a yacht." And he's like, "No, you really ought to see this yacht." And so he convinced me to see the yacht, and we pulled up, and I'm like, I couldn't see any other yacht because I just saw the Titanic with a helicopter on the back. I'm like, is that a yacht? And he's like, yeah, that's a yacht. That's the yacht we're going on. And I'm like, wow. And I went and I met the owner. I'm like, sir, I don't mean to like ask questions, but what do you do? And he's like, well, I started out with the 82nd Airborne. Like, then I went to third group, and then third group split, and there's fifth group and third group. There's the Green Berets. And he went to Fort Campbell with them. And he's like, yeah, and I just kind of worked my way into developing IED-detecting tanks, or tanks that do not detonate IEDs.
Whoa.
And he's like a defense contractor, but like the good kind that, you know, saves lives.
Take advantage of it. Yeah. Wow.
And he's been very successful, so he has this unbelievable house in Tampa. And so he said, hey, would you play my backyard party? And I said, yeah. And I said, could I film my video there? And he goes, yeah, but could you get my helicopter and my yachts in it? And I was like, I mean, duh.
Yeah. Sweet. That's
so
awesome.
We literally had like a chopper landing. And it was shot over 2 days. And I literally wore holes in the soles of my cowboy boots. But I had a hard time like comprehending everything because it was so fast paced. And I was like, it's like 11:59, and I hear dook, 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 dook. And I'm like, that is a helicopter, and it is perfectly on time because I'm working with a very military dude. Pulls up. Then we get on the yacht. We've got Buccaneers cheerleaders on there. And we've got a Rolls Royce. We've got a Ferrari in there. We've got a helicopter. We've got a yacht.
Dude, you have the resume to land Fergie.
Can I be your D-list friend?
You can be my A-list friend if you give that guy my contact.
Right. He might have a golf course or two to play.
I don't need Parrish anymore.
Parrish,
right here.
Come on. Hey, and this is guys. So he, Tim, and I have become close. Obviously, he invited me to come down and be a part of his video.
I wanted you in it.
I know, and I appreciate the invitation. I still kick myself for it, but and Corey, you'll know where it's coming from, man. Abigail's 15 now, and she said, "You've been gone a lot. I'd really like you to stay home this weekend." Mm-hmm. And so I stayed home. So that's I had a good excuse, right?
I can't relate to that at all.
You can do.
Tell her to stay with mom. I got cards to play.
Right.
Jeez, Corey.
Dude, I'm so happy for you, brother. I mean, obviously, everything's coming up great for you. And, man, that Wheeler Walker tour is going to be huge for you.
What's amazing is some of my mom's like little old lady friends are like, "Timmy, we saw you play in Lexington. We're going to drive up. Who's Wheeler Walker?" And I'm like, oh my gosh.
As John, the guy who was sitting here before, said, we saw him. It's brilliant, the whole thing. Obviously, you've seen him before.
I've never seen him, but Kid Rock has been using him a lot on dates. He's been stealing my opening sport acts. Now I've been demoted, and I get to go work for Wheeler. I'm like, dang it.
It's brilliant. Whole thing's brilliant. And, he plays it perfectly. I think it was the most crowded the Turf Club's ever been. It was packed.
All the venues, sold them out. Before we were on there, and they're just like, hey, this is sold out. They're making bigger venues for him, and I think he was on some late night show last
year. Yeah, and they had to edit a bunch of it. Yeah, he was tweeting about it. He's super funny.
Yeah,
super
on Twitter,
funny.
He just goes after
everybody.
Yeah.
He's great.
Well, dude, it's going to be fun to watch you continue to grow and have success, and I know you got to get going. You got to go sound check. But at Shields Arena tonight with ZZ Top, I'm glad to be playing Ramble Jam, but man, I wish I was coming to that show. And then tomorrow, playing the Garth Brooks party across the street from where the concert's going to be. It's Tim Montana and the Shrednecks. And man, you're gonna be huge, dude. It's fun to watch you ascend.
Thank you guys for having me, man. I really appreciate all the support.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks, Tim.
Yeah. If you ever need an opener for an opener on the Wheeler Walker tour, just give me a call. But I think I'll take Hallelujah off my list.
We can't tell you the name of the tour because it's rated X.
Oh. Yeah. Great clip brought to you Fan 5 30 minutes ago. Thanks, great clip.
Hey, yeah, nice job with that. Thank you. I appreciate that
very
much.
Right on, great clips. 45 minutes from now, we play Initials on the Power Trip Morning Show. Keep guessing on Twitter, hashtag Power Trip. Who wins Initials? How many points do they score? If you get it right, you're eligible for a $100 Visa gift card. Vikings news is next. The Vikings take on the Pittsburgh Steelers Sunday. We referenced it earlier, but they were still missing a pretty big name from practice yesterday. We'll talk about it during Vikings news right after this.
Join Chris Hockey at the T-Mobile store at the IDS Center today from 11 to 1 for your chance to meet Minnesota Twins slugger Miguel Sano. Details, kfan.com, keyword events.
Come, hurry up!
All right, Initials a little over a half an hour from now. Pear Bear's over there somewhere. He's always wandering around. I don't know where he is quite, but Mark Parrish technically has joined. He joined 42 minutes ago. He's just been chilling. Meat Sauce is here. It's his birthday. AJ's here. Chris Hockey. I'm Corey Cove. It's 7:42, which means it's time for Vikings news.
It is. Hold on.
See? It's time for Vikings news.
Touchdown!
Presented by
Radco.
Yes.
That's right. That's
the
right.
Minnesota Vikings hit the road this weekend. They're at the Pittsburgh Steelers at noon on Sunday, right here on The Fan. The Steelers are 5.5-point favorites, over under 45.5. Gambling matters. That's why I bring that stat up. The Vikings are plus 200. The Steelers are minus 250. Anthony Barr, a no-show yet again at practice yesterday. So Charch mentioned it an hour ago during the Fantasy Charge Challenge. That makes him a lot nervous, a little nervous at least, against Le'Veon Bell on the Pittsburgh offense. Pittsburgh's offense didn't look great against the Cleveland Browns outside of Antonio Brown. But we know what they're capable of, and it's another week that Le'Veon Bell's back and up and running. Antonio Brown's terrifying. Big Ben at home. I'm not sure, but I don't even know what the plan would be if Barr's not there.
Yeah, I don't know.
What do they do if Anthony Barr doesn't play? Who gets the most run there?
I bet they still go.
I think they still
play. I think
the play might be canceled. Yeah, I don't know.
I think legally they have to.
On Wednesday, I talked with Eric Kendricks about Le'Veon Bell.
Good for you.
Good for you, Peter King.
Did you call him from home?
I did, yes, as a matter of fact. Yeah. Kind of asking him what unique things he brings to the table. And to Charch's point about Anthony Barr covering him, it's a pass threat, it's a run threat. He's a patient runner, and having a guy like Anthony Barr, not only who is a physical freak as far as being that big and that fast, but also has the experience to sit and wait for the play to develop in front of him, just like the running back is going to do, is going to be important. And that's where a guy like Ben Gedeon is going to have to learn quick on the fly, because a rookie in this league, your head's spinning a little bit as it is, and now you have to try not to be overly aggressive because you have a patient running back and a patient quarterback who isn't afraid of the pocket collapsing on him because he's so big and small area quickness and all this, that the plays against the Steelers take a while to develop. So it is going to be important for those guys and important for Anthony Barr, if he's able to play for this team's success, to cover Le'Veon Bell and be patient with Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Hi, Pear Bear.
What's up, Cork?
I just wanted to get you involved in the conversation. You're just chilling back there.
What do you know about
your Zach Brown band shirt? Yeah, what do you know about Anthony Barr?
He's a football player.
Cool.
Linebacker, I believe.
Vikings news.
Two for two.
You are two for two.
Do you know what number he is?
55?
We are your sports leader.
You're welcome,
KFAN,
people.
The Fan Radio Network and iHeartRadio.
On this one. Do you know where he went to college?
Southern Methodist.
Yeah, that's right.
University.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah. Nailed
it. I can't believe it.
That was very good.
You pulled that
that's
right
a
out.
College, right?
Yeah.
SMU? He went to Northern Methodist.
SMU, yeah.
He went. Actually, he went to the Rochester Institute of Medicine.
He was a RIM?
Yes,
was
he's a RIM.
Really?
Yes.
I would have never guessed that.
Yeah, a lot of people don't. Very underrated football powerhouse, the RIMs.
I think Kendricks went to the same school as Barr, so we got a couple of RIMs on this team.
Yeah, and we almost could add Miles Jack. He's a RIM as well.
Man.
Right. The Vikings love the RIMs players.
It's awesome. They're going to love this bit, too.
No, they're not. They're already tired of my bit.
They're going to love this whole segment.
Certainly not.
No, thank you. Hawk, would you?
What?
That lady?
Why not? She busy?
I'm
not busy, no.
So the Vikings probably overperformed, right? Dominating a Saints squad.
Were the Saints just that bad?
Well, but I'm saying it was what? They were a three-point favorite, and they just destroyed them. It wasn't even as close as the score was, which was 29-19. And then the Steelers underperformed against the Browns.
Yeah.
It's kind of a perfect storm of Pittsburgh didn't play very well. The Vikings did. So now we have all this optimism. This game still terrifies me. I still think Pittsburgh wins.
Yeah.
It's home. It's Roethlisberger. Well, I don't really care.
It's at home. Pittsburgh's a tough place to play.
It's not going to change my life at all.
Especially if, what's the guy that wears the face mask thing from Batman?
Bane.
Oh, yeah.
One of the dumbest scenes in film history.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
When Hines Ward ran when the world was collapsing behind him.
Well, would you expect him to do, stand there?
Run for trouble.
No, he was running and clearly focused on still scoring a touchdown.
Course.
He didn't know he was running from inevitable death.
Yeah, he thought that the defense, he felt footsteps.
Right, and more proof that he was running for the touchdown and not running from death. He basically slowed down and stopped when he hit the end zone.
Didn't he put his hands up to celebrate? He
turned around. What's happening now? Well, the world is collapsing. Bane is killing everybody.
Let me ask you guys
Pure
a question.
Stupidity.
Let me ask you guys a question. I don't know how they compare age-wise. I would guess Drew is older than Ben, but who's a better quarterback at this moment?
Yeah, Drew
That's
is
a
what?
Good question.
Well, 01, 02 draft, something like that?
Drew's 38, right? He was Drew was in
Drew's 38.
He was in the Michael Vick draft.
Right, which I think was 31.
Ben is 35.
Well, flip flop, I'm on teams.
I mean, yeah, if you flip flop on teams, Ben has a better team.
Way better team. But I don't know, if you had to win one game.
Who's got more Super Bowl rings?
Your dad?
Probably Ben.
Those aren't Super Bowl rings.
Those are C rings.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
He loves them.
Thank you, Javis. For buying them for my dad.
That's a good question, because I think that they're pretty even.
Javis, you sicko. He loves it.
You gonna eat onion rings since it's your birthday?
Probably. Well, no, Sunday.
How many cakes ring do you need, by the way, Cakey Caker?
I don't know. Jill brought in one from Cold Stone and forgot to put it in the freezer, so it looks like my body.
Aww.
What does that mean?
Melt pounds are just melting off you?
It's got big boobies?
It does.
What else does that cake look exactly like?
It looks like Crane from the Ghostbusters.
That's not even the right thing.
The Ninja Turtle.
I don't know.
Yeah, just go ahead.
Ninja Turtles.
It looks like it slid off the counter.
Hey, Dolly Parton.
It's cookie dough, though.
Yeah, you could pick the cookie
dough. Well, why don't you start slicing there,
I don't eat cake.
Well, you're not the only person here in Dusty Cowtown.
So you have three cakes for your birthday, and you're not going to have any of it.
Zero. Who eats?
That's self-control.
Who cuts their own cake on their birthday?
Yeah, everybody.
I didn't even cut the cake
hired help.
At my own wedding.
Randy did.
It's true.
He did?
No. It wasn't on the house, Randy. He wasn't there. He was not there.
Oh.
He refused to come.
We had cupcakes at our wedding.
He did. He did.
What? You know,
we had cupcakes.
He wasn't invited.
But he wouldn't go.
Get this, Paul. We had cupcakes, but we had to pay a cake cutting fee.
Yes, so did we. What? And Corey had like
you
nine
did
of them.
Not.
Yeah, we did.
What the hell is a cake cutting fee?
It's exactly what it sounds like, even
That's
if you have cupcakes.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Weddings are such a scam.
Yeah. Yeah.
Such a ripoff.
Well, why aren't we making money off of them?
Yeah, what sort of fees would you charge?
Don't get him started.
I'd
careful, Christopher.
I would charge a clean up the back door area fee.
That's a terrible name.
What?
Is that called the bidet fee?
That's exactly right. Thank you. That's exactly right. Thank you. I would charge.
Jeez, it's not that funny.
It is.
Chris is saying it, so it must be funny.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Ryan Pasiga Law brings you this portion of the Power Trip Morning Show. When we come back, we'll talk to Mr. Z, although I don't know if there's anything to talk about unless it's another week of domination for it.
Mother comes out, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't think it's getting...
not Mother. Mother maybe too. But what's the movie Assassin Dude?
That's getting destroyed.
American Assassin.
Oh, is it really?
It's getting
Mother
widely panned.
Well.
Yeah, Mother and American Assassin both
Will you
come
play
out this weekend.
Mother by Danzig when we come back?
Mother!
Oh, that's a guitar girl.
Essentially, the only person so far that's liked American Assassin is Barrero.
Zach Halverson loved that one.
Well, but he also likes Shinedown.
Yeah, so does Hockey.
So do I like that band.
Of course he does. What else do we have in the 8 o'clock hour, AJ?
I hear we're going to play a little game called the Initials Game.
What?
Like you said, we'll talk to Mr. Z. We'll do some Fan 5 that we didn't get to. And then I have those Property Brothers tickets to give away still. That's your Lexus lineup, brought to you by Lexus of Wayzata.
And at some point, we're going to talk to Mark Parrish.
Hi, guys.
Nah.
Oh, hi, guys.
At
he's
some point
win today, so he's going to be talking.
Well, did you do any hockey on the initials?
I can't tell you that.
Ooh, good try, though.
Good shot.
The initials are Jay-Z. But there's no members of the Minnesota Wild involved.
Darn it.
Power Trip Morning Show back after this. It's off to work, he goes.
Coming up this Monday, the birthday boy, Meat Sauce, will be hanging out at Randall's Restaurant, and you, caller number 11 right now, could win a reserved MVP table for you and three of your friends Monday night. First round of drinks are free, and you'll get KFAN and Randall's swag. Caller number 11. Phone number 651-989-5326, 800-320-5326.
Hey, Saucy?
Yeah, babe?
That sounds like fun. I haven't been to Randall since they fixed... Is Nicollet Mall fixed now? Is it all easy to get to?
It's almost done, but their patio is phenomenal. Yeah, they have an unbelievable roof deck. I'll be there 6 to 8 for the beginning of the Monday night football game. It's a great time. And the food there is unbelievable. Get the queso.
I went there with Pear Bear before the Deftones and GNR.
Yes, we did.
Pear Bear over there.
Mm-hmm.
Was Johnny there?
He was not. No!
He was there in spirit in his pictures all over the wall.
One of these
he's
going to
say the F-word when you do that to him one of these days. You're
right
becoming the new
station.
Paul Allen of the
fan.
He
did it for me first.
AJ just likes touching man.
He does.
He loves it.
Hey, caller 11.
You know what? We are, an hour into the show, and Mark Parrish just now told me that I should say...
Two and a half, sure.
Well, with Parrish being
An
here.
Hour for Parrish,
yeah,
yes.
He just now tells me that the gentleman sitting behind me is a chaplain.
Right.
after the some of the just worst things that you can imagine come out of my mouth.
And what you said about my dad.
Yeah, I remember what I said about your dad. That's true, though. And you know, the truth hurts.
He said, Paul, I have bad news. Your dad's dying. And I go, what? He goes, to kiss me on the mouth. And
I would never say that.
Hockey admitted to me around 6:15 that he watches now zombie porn.
What?
So what does that even mean?
I did not say that.
Yes, you did.
Is there a single conversation that's just between you and us?
But you did say
honestly,
it.
Is there a single conversation?
You said zombie porn is your new thing.
I did not say that.
Yes, you did.
Chris, how does that work, though? Like, what's the turn on?
It's just fine. I mean, just like the regular porn.
Sure. So, but it's the...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Are they...
Let me just
how do
say,
I word this
well, how am I
without
say
making it,
it
sound offensive?
You know how... How zombies like to consume human flesh.
I do know that, yes.
These zombies just like to consume certain parts.
Oh. So you have watched.
So what they do is they eat it, and then you see it again, and then you see it again.
I don't get it.
Huh, interesting. I'll show you during the break.
Yeah, on his phone, saved.
No, I told you, I stumbled across it. I saw it one time. I know it exists.
You said, and I quote.
I didn't say it's my thing.
You said, and I quote, it works. You said that.
Hey, since we're talking film, Mr. Z joins every Friday in the Power Trip Morning Show. Hi, Mr. Z.
Mr. Z, have you ever seen zombie porn?
You know what?
Pass.
I have not.
Hockey has.
How do you think that would do in the box office?
Oh, it'd be huge.
Yeah, I think it would be. It, last week, was dominant. It made more than $151 million so far since it's been released. It's just killing it. One of the biggest horror films of all time. And it only cost $35 million to make. So it's going to end up being one of the most profitable horror movies of all time, not just in terms of box office, but actual profit as well. Doesn't look like a lot of competition this week, so I assume it is scheduled today to dominate again in the box office this weekend.
Yeah, it probably will. In fact, when it was first announced, they were projecting a $50 million opening. That was what they were originally projecting. And, of course, it did more than anyone really thought it would. But the funny thing is, now in week two, they're projecting $50 million for week two instead of opening weekend. So the other movie that people, especially the KFAM crowd, is familiar with is American Assassin because of Vince Flynn. That opens this weekend, probably in the mid-teens, like a $15 million opening. That's okay. The number.
Michael Keaton in that movie, of course.
Yeah. And he's getting rave reviews. He obviously is having his comeback here this last couple of years.
And did you see it? Did you like it?
No, I did not. I unfortunately haven't been to a movie here in the last week, so... but I can tell, of course, I know a lot of people who've seen it and talked to them about it. What I gather from it, what I can tell you is that people who are familiar with Vince and have read his books really like it. And people who don't know anything about it and are just watching it as a plain movie, they're kind of, some of their reactions are like, been there, done that, you know, nothing new kind
right.
of. Right. But people who like know the character really like it because it does a good job of sticking with his it feels like the right character, the right casting, everything.
Sure,
okay, good.
The other movie that comes out this weekend, I guess, is Mother, and Mother has an exclamation point at the end of it.
Well,
it's a Darren Aronofsky film starring Jennifer Lawrence and Javier Bardem.
Hell yeah!
The hell's Mother?
Mother, Darren Aronofsky, is an odd. He's directed one of my favorite films of all time, Requiem for a Dream.
Ooh, I liked that.
Which, if you haven't seen, is really one of the top 20 films of all time. But he's also very odd, and this is probably his oddest film. This is the kind of movie that makes like Twin Peaks look normal.
Right.
Very hard to follow and understand. But if you like that kind of weird Twin Peaksy stuff. Mixed with Rosemary's Baby, that's what Mother is. A very puzzling film, but very, very weird and strange, and sometimes that's great.
Fair enough. All right, Mr. Z,
thanks,
man.
I'm not done with him.
Oh, go for it.
I'm sorry. I just loved it. I mean, it's so good. You were so right, dude. It could have stood on its own even if it weren't a horror movie.
Right.
So how quickly do you think they turn around a sequel?
2019.
Oh, it's already in the books. Okay.
Yep. It's going to be. And as you know, since you've seen it, and I guess the cat's kind of out of the bag, it's not really a sequel. I had somebody on Twitter saying, I can't believe they're making a sequel to this movie. And it's like, well, no, because as you know from reading the book and the miniseries, the book is about these grown-up adults. And then they flash back and forth between their youth and also being adults. And so I think geniusly they decided, let's just do the first part with just them in their youth, and then we'll do the second part of them as adults. And I think
brilliant.
So it's not really a sequel as much as a part two, if you want to call it that.
But right.
I didn't scare anyone off.
I think it's a fantastic movie. And again, I know that there are so many people in the listening audience and in that room over there who say, I don't want to see a horror film. There are some genuinely creepy parts, but it's a fantastic film.
Yeah, I've been trying. That's the message I've been trying to put out, is that don't not see this film because you don't like scary movies. That's just you're kind of missing out. Hey, Hawk, what do you think? I heard Corey say that he doesn't think he's going to see it in the theater. I kind of feel like this is a, you know, I agree. There are some movies that you don't, maybe they work fine. Maybe I'm wrong. Doesn't this feel like the big screen was a good presentation for this movie?
Yeah, especially for a couple of different scenes, I think that would be great. But I think, yeah, no, you know what? If you're going to watch it at home, watch it in the dark at the very least. You know, there's a certain amount of the creep factor you got to have to make it fun, I think.
Yep. One thing that's fun about going to the movies is the social aspect and having other people in the audience kind of feel that tension, and then kind of that nervous laughter breaks out.
I have no interest in that, in social interaction of any kind.
He doesn't like that.
I like to stay home and stay away from people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to see that.
Thank you, Mr. Z.
All right.
All right, you're the best, dude. At Mr. Z Movies on Twitter if you want to ask him about any film or box office related questions.
Corey, he's so right, because the theater was very full Sunday night, and I can remember a few times when everybody in the audience was going, oh my God, you know, because there's a couple of things they do where you're like, I can't believe they went there. And you could hear. No, dude, trust me. It's definitely worth seeing. You would really enjoy it.
I hate to be scared. And then I'll go home and think about it, and Muppet will fall asleep, and she'll be of no use to me because she can't protect me.
And then she'll go,
boo! Oh, yeah.
And she's not good at Halloween.
Yeah, she can snore, though.
In general, are you anti-clown?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm just not a fan.
Why?
I don't know. I don't like to be scared.
Hey there, Dolly Parton.
Clowns are scary. Hockey likes fighting clowns.
I like. I technically, it's boxing. I'm more of a boxer.
When did you take that up?
I was 13.
Speaking of boxing, boxing's a sport, which transitioned us to Fan 5. Well, let's talk about sports. So we get away from that. Continental Diamond and ContinentalDiamond.com brings you Fan 5 in the 8 o'clock hour every single day. Yeah, hold hands and then get engaged and then get a ring from Continental Diamond.
Why don't you hold hands?
Okay, I will.
Right.
Let's go get naked.
Go hold hands with Jimmy. Right.
Hold hands, then get naked.
Let's go get naked.
Be like, we should probably do this forever. Then get engaged and go to Continental Diamond.
And then...
Actually, I did that backwards. I screwed that order up. Go to Continental Diamond and then get engaged. It's hard to get a ring after you get engaged.
Yeah.
Right.
Wait, what?
Will you marry me? You will? Great, then let's go to Continental Diamond and pick one out. Probably should have a ring before you ask.
Of course. Have a plan.
Right.
Naked. Don't tell everybody in the building.
How'd that go for you? Classic meat sauce secret.
Yeah.
Don't tell anyone.
I told everyone.
You told everyone.
Yeah, everyone.
And you got mad at everybody for telling people. And you were the only one.
You told every single person in the building. Everybody knew, but you wanted to tell everybody individually.
Yeah. Don't say anything. Paul, there's 16 people in this office. I know. I'll tell you individually.
And then it was one of those, who'd you hear it from? Meat sauce. Why? Who'd you hear it from? Meat sauce.
Yeah.
So sauce told you? Who told you? Sauce.
Yeah.
Sauce told you too? Yes. Sauce told everyone.
I told you
here.
Too. Bono
you called
knew?
Bono and The Edge.
Yeah.
Thank Jamis. You, Jamis.
Wild training camp starts today. Ben Lieber yesterday, Mark Parrish, was talking about how you guys, way back in the day, when you guys were first bonding, were talking about football and hockey, like you guys were doing a George Carlin skit.
Yep.
And you said something like, man, training camp must be pretty rough. You know, you got to practice down there in Mankato for like a month, and it's just, you know, two-a-days, and it's pads, and you're hitting. And then he said something like, how's a hockey training camp go? And his story yesterday off the air was something like, you said, it sucks. We have to skate for like 2 days, and we don't get to play any games.
Yep. Way harder than his month, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, they have to wait. They have to wait 3 days for their first game.
3 days.
3 days the Wild have to wait.
And you guys get bitter and anxious, like, we have to practice again?
We can only be at the rink for like 3 or 4 hours.
Right.
I mean, they have to be there from, 8 to
five-ish or something with like all the meetings. I mean, yeah, they get it's easy for them.
So what's the wild schedule today? Like an hour and a half gentle skate? What do you do today?
I'm not doing anything.
Right.
Everything would hurt way too much, and I would just fall on my face and embarrass myself.
Hot.
That's why I don't.
It's going to be a lot of skating. It's probably going to the skating test. I've heard Boudreaux had. He's got a tough one. I don't know exactly what it consists of, but I've heard he's made it tougher this year. So I'm dying to hear what that was. That's always the worst.
Skating test.
Skating test usually where you're timed or you have to do a certain amount. Oh, my Lord, Hockey is looking so longingly in my eyes with his cake.
Ask Hockey about his tough one. Okay.
He's too busy licking the fork very provocatively.
He loves cake.
I can tell.
It's my favorite.
For a second, I thought he loved me, but it was just the cake.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a lot of skating. See who's in shape. That's the thing with Hockey is they'll do the physical testing, strength testing, all that, but... All of that really doesn't matter as long as you show up and you can skate and keep up and you're in shape. You look in shape on the ice, then the rest doesn't matter.
I didn't know how to pronounce his name, but we're going with Foligno.
Yep,
Marcus Foligno.
Yep.
4 years, $11.5 million. The Wild lockup Marcus Foligno. 4 years, $11.5 million. Who is he and why do we care?
He's a big young forward that hopefully he'll find the scoring touch. He's shown bits and pieces up throughout his young career. But he brings size and grit, which is a big thing, I think, the Wild are missing, is somebody that really, with a big old body, gets in the corners and beats up the other team's D-man, gets in front of the net, and maybe gets some ugly ones.
Here?
Yeah.
How big of a guy is this?
6'3"?
Why is he unsigned 3 days before training camp?
Because that's when you're a restricted free agent. The only leverage you have is to hold out and say, well, you're not coming to camp, and... This is usually what happens. When they finally want to get it done, it takes literally 5-10 minutes.
Oh, sweet.
But it's just everybody's doing a little standoff. And
you're smart.
Don't give
I want to sign
credit.
A contract that has 7 figures at some point, just so I can eat about 90 chicken strips and feel like I'm on top of the world.
Right. Yeah. Like, then you can start paying Randy for his services.
Right. Well, he's never charged me. 4 years, $11.5 million. Social Security for an NBA player, but still for the Wild, that's a really big time.
This is a week's worth of games.
Right.
I am going to get on the plane.
Why?
That's an exercise bonus for the worst player on the Timberwolves.
No.
But that's a big deal for a Wild.
Was it Eddie Lacy's weight bonus?
Something like $500 billion. Just to make
Are
sure
you
make
serious?
Yeah, I think it was a $500 million.
Just to do your job.
Just to do your job.
Just to stay in shape. Incredible.
Weird, right?
Gotcha.
Incredible. Okay.
Hey, the Lynx won last night, 93-83 over the Mystics. They take a 2-0 series lead, Game 3 Sunday in Washington.
I can't wait.
What? That sounds exciting.
Just a couple days away. The Indians won their 22nd consecutive baseball game yesterday. They won 3-2 over Kansas City. Longest streak in baseball in 101 years.
Wow. That's a long time, Cor.
Twins also won in 10 innings. They win in walk-off fashion against the Blue Jays. 3-2 thanks to a Byron Buxton home run. Because the Twins won yesterday and the Lynx both won, I guess. They technically both won. You can go to PapaJohns.com and type in the promo code TWINSWIN or the promo code LynxWin and you get 50% off a large or extra large pizza today at PapaJohns.com. Also, the Texans won 13-9 over the Bengals in a horrible, horrible Thursday night football game. No one liked it, not one person. Initials is next. Pear Bear versus Sauce versus Hockey versus AJ. The big showdown. Sauce going for win number 60 on his birthday. AJ going for a record tying 4th consecutive win.
Good guys.
Good guys. Hey, speaking of good guys, this is the other song that Tim Montana wrote for Kid Rock. It's called Tennessee Mountain Top. It's out right now. Be a good guy and or gal. Go to Walk for Paul's. Not for Paul's. For Paul's.
I'm not walking anywhere for him.
Walk
I don't have
for
time.
Paws. It's this Sunday. Registration at 9. Walk at 10. It's at the Hildy Performance Center right there south of Lifetime Fitness in Plymouth off of Plymouth Boulevard. It's just a 2.2-mile walk. There's food trucks. There's activities for kids, face painting, balloon animals, a photo booth. There's vendors. And dogs will be there that are up for adoption. It's pawsforpawsmn.org. That's paws as in P-A-U-S-E, and then the number 4, and then P-A-W-S, mn.org. To register, you can register the day of the event, 612-810-2893 for more information. Please come out to Walk for Paws in Plymouth on Sunday.
Initials is next. Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
Enough of this AJ guy.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. He's not a good guy.
No.
He's won 5 out of 6. He's won 3 consecutive. The all-time record held by Sauce and AJ is 4 consecutive victories. Mark Parrish once won 4 consecutive appearances by himself, but it was a lot like the 1916 New York Giants.
Didn't count.
Didn't really count because there were other wins in between there, but you did win 4 consecutive matches for yourself once. Which is still pretty nice, but that doesn't count.
Yeah, it's the Pear Bear Slam.
Yeah, the Pear Bear Slam. Winning 4 straight, but not 4 consecutive, if that makes sense. I think it does.
Yeah, I'll do the Pear Bear Slam later tonight.
After you watch zombie porn?
I don't watch zombie porn!
You dabbled!
I looked at it accidentally once with my pants off.
You said.
What do you accidentally find zombie porn?
You're making Javis laugh with cake in his mouth, not the band.
The band is here? Oh. The band cake is in his mouth?
Yeah.
And Jabus is going the distance.
Oh, yeah.
Let's not waste any more time,
Why
shall
are
we?
Why wasting time?
It's time to play Initials on the Power Trip. Presented by McDonald's.
Thanks, McDonald's.
Thank you, McDonald's.
We play Initials every Friday in the Power Trip Morning Show right after 8:15 or so, and it works like this. I have 12 items. They can be people, places, things, phrases. They share the same initials. That's why we call it initials. These 4 gentlemen don't know what the initials are until I reveal them, which I will do here in a second. Each item has 6 clues. I start reading clues as soon as they feel like they know who or what I'm describing. They yell out their name. Their name is their buzzer. Most people say their actual name. Once in a while, Parrish yells out the name Mike. We're not sure why.
Neither am I.
The all-time record out of 12 is 9, held by Meat Sauce Paul Lambert. He also has the most career victories, which is 59. He's going for career victory number 60 today. Hi, Paul.
Hey, babe.
I can't do it.
Happy birthday.
That's what my brain's saying. Thank you very much, Corey.
So happy it's your birthday.
I remember it like yesterday when you were 34.
I'm 31 today.
That doesn't make sense.
Are you only 31? Are you serious?
Yeah.
I remember when I was 31.
He's not 31.
Were you watching zombie porn?
No. No, I don't watch that.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
His bra size is 31C.
Or he's 5'3".
But hey there, Dolly Parton.
Second all-time in initials victories with 52, just gaining by the day because you've won 5 out of the last 6 matchups. Also, 499 career points for the fans, AJ Mansoor.
Are you sure?
I'm very sure. I triple-checked.
Hi, Corey.
Hi.
I just set up and started the Cricket Weathers 360 cam.
Oh, well.
You got to feed the beast to keep the blood flowing.
Well, that's a matter of fact.
I think hockey's going to win. He's in one of those weird moments.
I am.
AJ, what are you more excited for? Career point number 500, potentially a career and record tying 4th consecutive victory. I believe 6 out of 7 would also be a record if we're going to go that far. Or are you most looking forward to potentially ruining Meat Sauce's birthday with a victorious run today?
No percent of me wants to ruin Meat Sauce's birthday.
Not even 1%.
I'm hoping that when I win, he can be a gracious.
You're not going to lose.
By calling your shot there, that was the 1%. Yeah. That just a little bit. He doesn't like cocky AJ.
Hey, Corey.
Yes, AJ.
I would be remiss if I didn't remind you to check out the McPick 2 for $5 menu at McDonald's. Big Mac, quarter pounder with cheese, Filet-O-Fish, 10-piece chicken McNuggets.
What?
Go
Please
get
don't
it.
Say it like fish. Please say it right. It's so appetizing.
I can't not say it. Yeah. Filet-O-Fish.
Thank you.
1 inch.
Third all-time in initials victories in the mid-30s somewhere is Chris Hockey. Hi, Chris.
I'm playing for...
Cocaine and hookers, my friend.
What?
That's right.
Thanks Me for and the Jabus. Invite. Don't loop him into this.
Lube him into this?
Lupus. Oh.
Hey, I just got a text, and I'm being told that I have a potential sponsor that is listening today to see how I perform.
Never mind.
So I'm very excited. I'm going to win today.
I can't tell you how many times I've listened to you to see how you perform.
Right. I can't, yeah.
What do you think?
turn on some zombie porn and see what he does.
It sounds horrific. I don't know how it looks, but it sounds awful.
It Mark Parrish.
Mark Parrish is fourth all time with 12
good guys!
Career victories.
Good guys.
And if Mark wins this weekend, you also can go to Malone's and say, hey, I heard Parrish actually shocked the world and won. And he actually rang in with his real first name, Mark, and he won. Malone's Bar and Grill in Maple Grove will give you a free beer or app if...
Oh, hi, Mark.
Mark Parrish wins right now.
And I'm hoping to cost Malone some money this weekend.
Yeah, good guys.
So
good guys.
I'm going to do something that I asked Meat Sauce about yesterday, and Sauce goes, I don't want to do it. But it's his birthday, and we're going to do it.
What?
I have two lists. I'm going to let Sauce control his own fate.
No.
I have one in my right hand, one in my left hand. Sauce, decide your... Which one?
Right.
You're going with the right hand. See, everybody? I didn't really get... Right-handed.
It's the same list.
I know you mentioned it earlier, too, Corey.
This is what... Hey. Jesse, are these two different? Oh, I can't show you those. I trust you, but I can't show you
next week's list. I can't do that.
Yeah,
$100 Visa gift card.
I just can't show you
$100 Visa gift card from McDonald's Minnesota
for the win.
Plus the 4-pack of tickets to the ERX Torque Series Championship.
Oh, that's coming up, man.
Coming up.
That's so much fun.
All right, let's do this.
The initials this week.
Good guys.
This is like the third or fourth time in initials history this has been the combination.
Good guys.
CC. This might be round three, I think.
Pick up that guitar and tell to me.
I don't like when we redo them.
I don't either.
Because all the ones that are obvious,
I'm horrible with double initials.
Here we go. Item one of CC.
Clue number one.
Known for his sideburns.
Clue number two.
According to his 1971 launch, his first name is Alfred.
Clue number three.
Often included paint sets, parachutes, cars, and vinyl figures.
Clue number four.
It's seasonal.
Clue number five.
He was voiced by Larry Kenney, who was impersonating Bela Lugosi.
Mark.
Yep.
Count Chocula.
That's right.
Count Chocula. Yes. Parrish on the board. One zip. Here's item two of CC.
Wow. Clue number one.
Debuted December 5th, 2005.
Clue number two.
It included shoutouts.
Clue number three.
Sam Meyer held the record with $6,200.
Clue number four.
It was hosted by a comedian.
Clue number five.
It included a red light challenge.
Wow, last but not least, I didn't think it would go this far.
Clue number six.
Mark!
Cash cap.
Yeah!
It was killing me.
Parrish leads 2-0. So far, he's loving that you picked the list in my right hand, because Parrish off to a blazing start. Two. Cash cash?
Oh, you have.
You know,
it was in New York. Nikki, when we would go downtown, she would be searching for it, praying to hopefully find the cash cash.
I'd get a different kind of cab than I
had. Yeah. Or fake taxi.
Okay. Parrish leads 2-0. Here we go. Item three of Double C.
Clue number one.
Debuted in 1992.
Clue number two.
Can be seen in numerous countries.
Hawk.
Comedy
Central?
Ooh,
not bad.
Ooh,
that's
incorrect. Hawk's out for the rest of item number three.
No, I'm going to go for it too, Mark.
You're going for it. Oh. Go for it.
Cocoa Crispy?
That's
serious.
A K.
Are you sure?
No.
I don't know.
Yeah, huh? See, that's why I went for it.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Either way, it doesn't matter.
Zip it.
Clue number three.
Good guys.
So we're down to AJ and Sauce.
Clue number three.
The idea came after the founder reached the top of Sable Mountain in Alaska.
Clue number four.
There's more than 270 owned stores and over 200 international franchise stores.
Paul?
Yeah.
Chuck E. Cheese?
AJ gets the free pass. You get the rest of the clues for yourself.
You do have the shirt on.
Here we go, AJ.
Mark's having a fit.
Well, he definitely knows. Here we go.
Somebody said it. Somebody just said it.
Said what?
I didn't even hear
it.
It doesn't matter. He's going to get
it. Number five.
He doesn't get it.
Known for both drinks and food. And clue six.
Clue number six.
Minnesota-based espresso retailer with tea, baked goods, and more.
I'm not going to do it, AJ.
AJ.
Caribou Coffee.
Somebody said it.
Who said it?
He would have gotten it anyway. He would have gotten it, but somebody said it.
Another reminder.
Somebody said it.
Yeah,
Jameis. With two, AJ with one.
Damn it, Jameis!
Okay, it doesn't matter. Let's move on. Parrish with two, AJ with one. Here's item four of Double C.
I only stop there every time I come in here.
Clue number one.
What? Founded in 1949 by Samuel Wurzel.
Clue number two.
Former slogan is where the service is state of the art.
Paul.
Okay. Yeah.
Chuck E. Yep. Cheese.
Oh.
Okay. This is going splendid.
Sauce is out for the rest of item four.
Clue number three.
In 1998, introduced a mascot named Pluggy.
AJ.
AJ.
Circuit City?
That's right. Is correct.
Oh, wow.
I forgot that place existed.
City.
I did Circuit
too.
City.
Hey, get back in here.
I got my first laptop there. 90-something.
Hell yeah, man.
What's going on over there?
Pear Bear with
Who's
two.
Who's going in and out?
Pear Bear with two. AJ doing that again? With two. Yeah. Here's item five of CC.
Clue number one.
Known for their connection to Quebec, Canada.
Clue number two.
But it's also frequently found in the Northeast and Midwest.
Mark.
Okay.
Chuck E. Cheese?
This is okay.
Chuck E. Cheese is quickly becoming Don Cheadle.
Or Tim Meadows.
Or Tim Meadows. Here we go.
Clue number three.
Air is often trapped inside because of the porous material, which often leads to squeaking.
Clue number four.
Often have garlic, herbs, dill, pepper, or Cajun seasoning added.
AJ?
AJ.
Cheese curds?
That's correct.
Right. Oh, jeez. Wow.
Squeaking?
He's unstoppable. Oh,
that's when you know they're good.
He's unstoppable.
Is when you eat it.
Squeaking?
A cold cheese curd.
Correct.
Not deep fried.
Cold ones?
Really? Yeah. Squeak?
Yes. I squeak on your teeth.
I've had one in my mouth my whole life.
Okay. Nice job.
AJ with three.
You can't be stopped.
Pear Bear with two. Here's item six of Double C.
Clue number one.
The first one was founded in Cleveland, Ohio.
AJ?
Chuck E. Cheese.
Clue number one. The first one was founded in Cleveland, Ohio in 1913.
Clue number two.
In standard editions, there were 16 different ones.
Clue number three.
They include both text and illustrations.
Paul?
Yeah.
Coloring? Oh, God damn it.
Coloring, and then the Lord's name in vain is not the correct
answer. That is certainly not it.
What just happened?
What happened was coloring, oh, God damn it. All right, hang on. So Sauce is out for the rest of
Please
item
read
three.
That one again. Who,
and AJ, you rang in too. So we're down to Parrish and
guys!
Hockey.
Good guys.
I apologize.
We're down to Parrish and Hockey.
Clue number four.
The picture is mostly blue, with the cards known for being yellow.
Clue number five.
Second prize in the beauty contest would win you $10.
Hawk. Community chest.
That's right.
Oh, good Lord. I had no clue.
Community chest is correct. This is fun today.
Yeah.
This is fun.
Idiot!
AJ.
Sorry, I apologize for that. I truly do.
You blew it!
AJ with three, Parrish with two, Hawk with one, Sauce with a whole bunch of birthday cakes over there. Here's item seven of Double C.
Clue number one.
Was originally part of a show that was seen as a parody of Charlie's Angels.
Clue number two.
A tool allowed him to fly.
Clue number three.
Frequently yelled out his own name.
AJ. Captain Caveman?
That's right. Oh, wow, AJ.
He's unstoppable.
What is going on with you, man?
He's unstoppable.
Captain Caveman
the best
is
of this game.
Correct. AJ with four.
Like, you know.
Parrish with two. Hawk with one. Here's item eight of Double C.
Clue number one.
Nominated for an Academy Award in 2004.
Clue number two.
26 years old.
Clue number three.
From Berkeley, California.
Clue number four.
Hit the mainstream with a 1993 release.
Clue number five.
They've sold more than 20 million albums worldwide. Last but not least.
Clue number six.
They were influenced by Bob Dylan, R.E.M., the band.
Paul.
Yep.
Counting Crows.
That's right. Mm.
Going through my iPad, Counting trying to think of anything. It's sort of a C.
I got one.
Counting Crows.
That's it.
Sauce is on the board. AJ leads with four. Parrish has two. Hawk and Sauce each have one. We have four items to go, so it's still anybody's game. Item nine of Double C.
Clue number one.
Has a connection to He-Man.
Clue number two.
Was a publicist in 1994.
Clue number three.
Was Gale Weathers in 96, 97, 2000, and 2011.
Clue number four.
Also has a connection to a 1984 Bruce Springsteen song.
Paul.
Mark.
Paul was first.
Courtney Cox.
That's right.
Coming. No.
Who's Gale Weathers?
From Scream.
Scream. Okay. Yep.
Anyway, Saucy.
All right, Sauce ties Parrish with two apiece. AJ has four. Sauce and Parrish have two. Hawk has one. We have three items to go, and AJ has a two-point lead. So
come
if
on,
AJ gets
good
any
guys.
Of the next
on,
three
guy.
Correct, it's over. Otherwise, it's anybody's game. Hawk has to run the table to tie. Here's item 10 of Double C.
Clue number one.
Originally from Germany.
Mark.
Yeah?
Whoa. Charlie Chaplin.
Oh!
Parrish
Ballsy.
Is out for the rest of item 10.
Clue number two.
The earliest the term had been found in literature was 1866.
Clue number three.
The band The White Stripes has multiple connections to these.
Clue number four.
Hawk.
Candy cane?
That's right.
Hawk. Attaboy.
Good boy, Hawk.
Good one. Put the puzzle together. Chris Hockey stays alive. You need it. Item 10. So, Hockey, Parrish, and Sauce, each of them individually, one of you has to run the board to tie. You have to get these next two. If not, if you guys split or if AJ gets one right, it's all over. AJ has four. Everybody else has two. AJ going for the win. Here's item 11 of Double C.
Clue number one.
Was the focus of a 1993 film, which was a remake of the 1954 film, Rookie's Bump.
Excuse me?
That was a real sentence.
Clue Paul. Number two.
Paul.
Chicago Cubs.
He's still alive.
Right. Oh!
Sully!
What was that? What was it?
Rookies? That was a Rookie of the Year reference, and somehow Sauce figured that out.
As my sister calls it, Wookie's wow. Ears.
Rookie? How did you get Rookie of the Year out of that?
Literally my sister's favorite movie.
But were you were sitting on Cubs in general?
You were sitting on Cubs? I've been sitting on this sweet ass.
Oh, he's back.
He's all right.
He's
so
back.
I should have gotten careful.
He's back.
Parrish. So Parrish.
All he had to do was say the Lord's name in vain.
I apologize for that. That's
you
all
blew
that.
It!
That's all right. I said it on purpose like 10 seconds after you did. Parrish and Hockey mathematically eliminated. AJ has damn. Four. Sauce has well, three.
Anybody else, too, would have been. I felt better.
Item 12
sorry,
of. Sauce mm-hmm. going for the tie,
no,
AJ going for the win. Here we go.
ABS.
Here we go.
Clue right? Number one.
The concept first appeared in an 1887 utopian novel called Looking Backward.
Hawk.
Okay.
Cheshire Cat.
That would have been unbelievable.
That would have been unbelievable.
That made sense to me. What'd I have to lose?
Yeah, I mean, it's not the worst guess in the world. I assume the Alice in Wonderland bit was early-ish 1900s, maybe? I don't know when he wrote that. Not the worst guess in the world. Here we go. So Hawk's out for the rest of 12.
Clue number two.
In 1921, one business started using these two frequent customers.
Clue number three.
In the 1940s, oil companies in the U.S. allowed them for use to the growing number of automobile owners.
Paul.
Paul for the tie.
Credit card.
We have a tiebreaker.
He's back!
We have
a tiebreaker.
Oh, I don't like it.
This is drama.
It's like gas cards then?
Yeah, exactly. It was just credit cards because, I don't know, people are starting to use.
What was the first clue?
That was the first time it was used. It was basically the concept of it was from a book in like 1887.
Who do we want to win? Good guy.
It's either
they're both really arrogant.
So much drama either way. So all right, we're down to AJ going for his fourth consecutive victory and win number 53.
Hold on. Do we choose AJ?
I think we go AJ.
Go! Here we go,
AJ!
Here we go!
Sauce going for a win number you know what? 60 on
it
his birthday.
It is Sauce's birthday. I'll go Sauce.
Nope, go AJ!
Come on, Sauce!
It all comes down to this. Only three clues in the tiebreaker. Again, if you ring in and get it wrong, your opponent gets to hear the rest of the clues. For all the marbles and win number 60 potentially for Sauce, here's tiebreaker for CC.
Clue number one.
51 years old.
Clue number two.
Named one of the 100 hottest women of all. Paul, five, four, three, two, one.
Sauce! AJ,
here, let's finish. Let me finish the rest of item two, and then you also get to hear item three.
Clue number two.
Named one of the 100 hottest women of all time by Men's Health magazine. And last but not least,
clue number three.
She was one of the original five supermodels. Five, four, three, two, one.
Okay. I don't know if this is.
That doesn't really. You only have 5 seconds. You can't ring it when you're the only person left.
Good point.
Did you have it anyway?
Is it Coco Chanel?
No. Cindy Crawford. Spend more time with the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue instead of church.
It's aggressive.
That's right. I said that because my priest is right next to me.
Cindy Crawford.
We're all going to hell.
Tiebreaker.
Thanks
number
a lot,
two.
AJ.
We haven't gone to a tiebreaker number two in a long, long time. All right, tiebreaker two, Sauce back in.
AJ.
That was a massive bullet dodge by Sauce there. Here we go. Tiebreaker two for all the marbles. CC.
Clue number one.
Started in 1970.
Paul.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Uh-oh.
How perfect would that have been, though?
AJ gets to hear the rest on his own.
Clue number two.
If you blow this one.
If you have a third. One.
Clue number two.
Wine, gold, navy blue, and black.
Wine.
Clue
Last
number
but
three.
Last but not least, connected to King James. Five, four, three, two, one. Are you
no way?
I don't know.
Are you kidding me?
What is it? Connected to King James.
Are you serious? What? I'm the one that gets this.
What is it?
Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh, I went biblical.
How did you miss those two?
I only have two, so let's take a break. We'll come back. What is happening?
What just happened?
Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan. All right. Overtime and a commercial break. We were talking during the break. I think the only time we've ever done this is when we had a controversy about who rang in first. But we technically had to go through the break. Sauce and AJ are tied at four. This is tiebreaker number three for everything. Sauce versus AJ. You guys ready?
Yes, sir.
Is it true that you just wrote this just now?
I did. I only had two. I thought there was no chance we were going to have to go past Cindy Crawford and Cleveland Cavaliers. So these are
Let's go.
Ready to roll. Tiebreaker number three for CC.
Clue number one.
Played for three professional franchises.
Paul.
Paul for the win.
Chris Carter.
That's right. Yes! Yay!
Oh, what a weird show today. The weirdest initials version probably ever. That's tech.
That was so easy.
That was, I know.
Well, the other two, are you kidding me? Cindy Crawford, we had to use my gosh.
What a comeback by the birthday boy.
Oh my God, that's win number 60.
First to 60, first to 50. That's right.
You know what the perfect day out for? Ryan the Harley. Take that key you wanted the city and stick it up. You blew it!
I did blow it.
Wow.
So
weird.
Get out of here. I have 60. Congratulations.
Here, take some oatmeal. You need this. Cindy Crawford. How do you not know Cindy Crawford?
This is going to feel so good when I eventually pass you.
You will never pass me.
You just wait.
How do you remember when you got Cindy Crawford or Caribou Coffee because somebody whispered it to you?
Yeah, that's why you got Caribou.
Because I got Cindy Crawford? Did I get Cindy Crawford?
How do you not get
Are you teabagging your cake? What are you doing?
Showing you the goods that you missed out on.
Remember when he wasn't going to make a big deal out of it if he wanted to?
Yeah, he doesn't care at all.
And I'm here, Todd. Get out of here. Sucks to be AJ.
Jeez. It does suck to be AJ right now.
What sucks even more is that AJ let him have that one for his birthday.
I gotta hang out with him tonight too. This will be great.
That was so bizarre. If you guessed sauce and five on Twitter, you are eligible for a $100 Visa gift card. That was the most bizarre game I've ever played in my time. Well, ring in first if it's so obvious. Sauce rang in first. Buffalo Wild Wings, Coon Rapids, 9 to noon at the Friday Football Feast. It's next. See ya.